If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. F*** hippies.
Hey, it's Friday. Wait, I'm Rodney. You're Friday. Hey, it's Rodney Bingenheimer here, winding down another week of great flashback. Well, that's Richard's show. Man, what am I doing? Am I doing the flashback show or what?
He's a dish.
I drink your milkshake.
Total f***ing bullshit.
That is so true, Dick.
Stay tuned now for the amazing Tammy Heidi.
Who cares about her? She's a lesbian.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, it's Rodney here.
I think, frankly, you're out of line with that question.
I don't really know him, but he just seems like a dick to me.
2/3 of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
You don't have to be a dick.
You think Hillary Clinton would make a good president?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because she's a Democrat.
Well, it's nice to meet you. My name's Mr. Happy.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smoke weed.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one. This one seems to be about.
Tonic is chronic.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Oh, I am so glad.
Balls.
Roll another one.
Marijuana is delicious.
Just like.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy?
This one seems to be about segment. I don't have another cent.
You want to get high?
No.
I think you do, Mom.
But don't bogart that joint.
Now exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Just pass it around.
You know, I got some weed at work today. Going flat out.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
What was that?
And now,
every minute that you're smoking weed, you're killing your brain cells. You're taking something away from yourself. You know, you're taking a minute off of your life that you could have been here on this earth, that you could have done something special.
Our feature presentation.
What?
That again?
Well, something special for you this morning, Kevin.
Kevin's birthday! Kevin's birthday! Oh, Kevin's birthday! Don't fit all the time, him thing! Outside my window, Kevin's birthday, behind the tree. I wish that Kevin could see that people question his intelligence. And it's Kevin's birthday, outside my window pane.
I'm Kevin.
Can I ask you a question that you can't answer?
Bleach blonde hair.
Mom, cough those down.
Where are you going to be my mother? Is it this?
Cough those up.
So,
you cough them up or cough them down?
Green pleather.
And we're going to try and do that, but it's really difficult to get anything by because they watch us with a fine-tooth comb.
UCLA has faggy blue colors.
It's like you take a, you catch a fish in a lake and you put it out on the ground and just like flops around on the ground completely. It's like a fish out of water is what it's like.
Now, I forgot what I was going
to
ask.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock.
106.7 K-R-O-K.
Well, the call letters are new. I can understand why you have trouble with some of the letters.
I just had a stroke. Don't mind me.
There are real definite lines that you do not cross.
Come on.
Obviously, everybody's, you know, trying to get ratings, trying to get noticed, trying to be this and that. But there are lines that you just don't cross, and that's one of them.
I like my penis. That was the grouping of the most meaningless words I've ever heard in my life. That was more words that meant less.
Kevin's birthday outside my window. Kevin's birthday behind the tree.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Come on.
That's bullshit.
How about Omar coming through with that, huh?
That's bullshit.
That's good stuff right there. Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
We all got together and got you that.
That's really great.
That's your gift.
I was hoping for that, but I didn't dare ask for it. It just seemed like too much.
Hang on to that, because that'll be the same when we play at the memorial service, whenever that happens, all right?
Which is going to be very soon.
That'll be a tribute to Kevin's career.
Yeah.
You know, Omar now can't wait for, I mean, he's always looking for new opportunities. I think he's in love with the Halloween Spooks
song. Oh, I know.
He just like every
I screwed myself, didn't I? I complained too much about the Halloween song.
You hated it so much that now he feels the need to come up with a new one about every 2 weeks or so. But I think he did a great job with that.
Yeah, that's funny and all.
And it does remind me that today we are going to try to settle a debate that's been going on for some time behind the scenes and probably on the other side of the radio, too. I would imagine that Kevin Amin fans have also been arguing for years over what is the quintessential all-time great, if you could only pick one moment with Kevin, which one would it be? We heard some contenders certainly in that piece.
I'm guessing that people have more to do with their lives than sit around and talk about which of my screw-ups is their favorite.
But they love them so much. I'm sure there are some people who say, I love, you know, a long time, all the time him, but I also love, you know, pick any number of other ones that are great that people have loved over the years.
The peanut butter, that one. What about that one? I like friends to talk to about peanut butter. Well, that was one of my favorites.
That was me, though. That was excellent.
I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to peanut about with peanut butter.
Oh. Well, we'll talk about it in the 6 o'clock hour, but Mike believes, for instance, that your Stephen Bochco clip is the best one ever. You
well,
know?
It's hard to – it's like picking between kids, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. That's why it's a great debate, is because how do we even come up with some sort of a consensus? Like, what's the criteria going to be? I don't know.
Well, looking forward to that.
I know you are.
Did you watch the Jimmy Kimmel Show a couple of nights ago?
I love Jimmy. He's a show, and I know you have some like this, that I tape often and watch rarely. But I love him very much.
I tape and watch him a lot. And he had Sofia Vergara two nights ago. And she has a 16-year-old son.
No way.
Now, how many times have we talked about your friends want to come over because your mom is hot? Dude. Can you imagine... Sophie,
how old is she? I thought she was like 25.
She looks like it. I don't know.
Mike, she's your girlfriend. How old is she?
She's in her early 30s. She had a son, I think, when she was like 19.
She's from Colombia. Wow. And she may be my new favorite. I think
she's awesome.
She might be my new number one, though. I mean, not just up there, number one.
You may have other personal preferences, but you can't really argue with her as the nominee for the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's no, you can't shoot down that argument.
So I brought in just a little clip. This is Jimmy talking to Sophia about her 16-year-old and what that must be like.
And do you find now that he's 16 that he's more difficult to deal with?
I don't like him that much anymore, though. He,
really?
Yeah. But, I mean, I love him and everything. He's my son, and I have to take care of him. But I don't like him that much anymore.
And that's got to bother him. I mean, it's got to be difficult. You have to look at it from his point of view. You know, having a mother that looks like you isn't just a bowl of cherries, I'll tell you that.
But I told you already, I don't look like this at home. I don't have a makeup for 1 hour and hair and everything.
Oh, I'm sure you're a monster. I'm sure people throw up when they see you.
No, he's a great guy. Like, I can't complain, but he, you know... He doesn't think I'm as funny as everybody think I am. Or as beautiful. Or as nothing.
Right. And probably it's a little weird when his friends come over and, like, they're in the bathroom for an hour and a half. And
that's so horrible.
Yeah, I know it's horrible, but it's true.
Yeah, that's Sofia Vergara.
What's she on talking about? Please tell me there's some show I can see her in.
I don't have any idea. I was so not interested in whatever project it was.
She's in the Tyler Perry movie, the new one.
Yes, she is.
Oh,
Meet Brown.
Ouch.
That's not a deal breaker for me, dude.
It is for me.
Tyler Perry's not a deal breaker for me. Sofia Vergara is a deal breaker the other way, which is that I'll go see her in Crap.
Okay, well, you're about to.
Yeah. So anyway, she's got a kid.
And we had her, we interviewed her in New York that one time, right? Isn't she the model that came over that we were doing nothing but talking about how much Mike loved her and what a burn it was that he wasn't there?
Yes.
And she gave me a special message down the line in Spanish about how much she misses me and wishes I could be here.
Yeah.
And she was even more beautiful in person than she appears on television, if you can believe that, Mike.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her. She's my favorite. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. Bean mentioned the top 10 Kevin moments. That's, of course, filler for something else we're going to do that's good.
Oh, that's going to
like
be awesome.
You know how bands, they start with a temporary name and they go, well, we'll think of something better down the road.
Sure.
And then they get stuck with it. But we're
20
not
years later, you're still called Pearl Jam, right?
Right.
What's the date today? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What?
It's 28th of March, Kabama.
We only have one more day of being able to enjoy that, so I didn't want to miss it.
All right, Asperger's. Movie beat today. It's Friday. Ralph will tell you about all the new movies in the theater. We have comedian Daryl Hammond in the studio with us. We have the Ling Ling, the sexy panda, on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, I'm looking forward to an update from Ling Ling.
Very excited about that. If you missed yesterday's show, late in the show, we did have the Leslie Nielsen disaster part two.
Oh.
And, well, the first time we talked to him, we thought that perhaps he was having trouble hearing us or there was some distraction. So we booked him again to talk about superhero movie, which comes out today. And he was just as good.
Well, he's gone bye-bye. He's having trouble. He's having trouble doing interviews now at his advanced age.
And I love him.
I think part of it is that, and part of it is that I think he's trying to be funny,
yeah.
And he's maybe not a super funny guy on his own without the terrific writing.
Yeah. Well, you'll hear some highlights of that just after 6. It was way uncomfortable. Also, if you're super ugly, there's a talent agency that's looking for you. It's called Ugly New York.
Okay.
And this is not for average people. If you're just average, we don't need you. Not interested. But if you're super ugly, this agency will represent you and put you in movies and TV.
Great idea.
Yeah.
That's terrific idea for an agency. I mean, you need those people on shows.
Right.
And in movies.
So we're going to talk to them about Doc, and we will tell you how you can get involved. And we also have the Pearl Jam grand prize drawing, a trip for two to see Pearl Jam in New York City. Been qualifying for that all week long. Just a second. We got to take care of some business.
Call in India?
No.
I'm on SofiaVergara.com, by the way. So
yeah.
Take your time, however long you need.
The white bikini pics are new, Bean. Those are the best, I think.
Oh, believe me.
How much? I have reached Jay Tillis here at the World Famous
K-Rock.
Hey, Lightning.
Is that a cell phone we're calling?
Yeah.
Yeah. You might, might want to come in today.
It is it's a Friday, actually. Not a Saturday or a Sunday or a holiday. So we are here working.
Imagine me giving somebody a hard time about not working. So come on in, dude. All right. We'll see you then. Bye now. Take a quick break. Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
Here's K-Rock Lister already complaining that Sofia Vergara is not as hot as she used to be 10 years ago.
Oh,
when she was on a Spanish
suck
TV
it.
Show.
Maybe not, but she's still a 10 now. I mean, I don't know if she was a 10 and a half
then. She was
then.
A 12 before, now yeah. She's a 10.
She's still amazing now.
She's still hotter than anyone you've ever had sex with, sir.
Oh, no question.
Or ever
that.
Will.
Yeah.
Or maybe has
point.
Even said hello to, or seen in the street, or seen in a magazine. She's,
wow.
She's diabolical. She's
she
just
is
off the chain.
Amazing.
What was that reality show, Are You Hot? Was that what the one is with Lorenzo? What was
yes.
his name? Lorenzo Lamas?
Lorenzo,
who had the,
Lorenzo Lamas, yes.
Yeah, right. He had the
laser pointer.
Laser pointer,
yeah.
And he would just like, oh, you're a little flabby here. Oh, you
not
tone
happy
up
with
there.
Those thighs.
It was Lightning's favorite show ever, by the way.
Was that the best? Can you imagine that, Aaron? That was amazing.
He does on a regular basis to yeah. every woman he sees in a magazine in the office.
But he's got room to speak because look at how in shape he stays.
When you're as devastatingly yes. handsome as Lightning, I guess the
certainly.
World does have a different perspective.
And ripped.
He's a workout
ripped.
Maniac.
Yeah.
He's generally people who meet him just refer to him as the young, good-looking Brad Pitt. That's how they talk about Lightning.
Exactly.
So there you go.
He won the genetic
right.
lottery, though. It's not it's nothing he did. He
right.
just got the luck of the draw.
Woke up that
he's
way.
Just
yeah.
he's just so goddamn handsome.
Well, he certainly gets plenty of sleep, so that must be it. It's 5:50 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Finally, Friday. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
While we're on the topic, let's just address this, shall we?
What?
And you guys picking on my boy Lightning. He's rolling a little late.
Yeah.
But, today's the last day of Lightning being our official producer.
That's correct.
He's
yeah.
moving on to another capacity here at K-Rock. And I, for
he's
one,
he's been fired,
will,
and
he
we're letting him go.
He hasn't been fired. He's been promoted.
We don't know what he's going to do. We haven't checked his plans.
He will be in charge of KRock.com,
I know
website.
That he's been going out on some job interviews.
Wrong.
And we wish him
he's
well.
He's staying here at the station. He's going to be running the website. He's going to be making more hilarious videos for us and all that good stuff.
I told him, dude, you should wear a suit probably if you're going to go out and do some interviews.
But I,
that'll
for
impress
one,
people.
Will miss his contribution to the Kevin and Bean Show and all the enormous help he has given me perform my job
over the past 10 years. So I just want to give Lightning a big shout out and thank him for all his hard work. For, I don't know, 15 years he's been serving your asses, and 10 years he's been helping me out. So I just wanted to thank him.
For the record, I couldn't agree with Ralph anymore on this. I mean,
Lightning tell by the way you treat him, you love him deeply.
I do love Lightning deeply. He has made an enormous contribution to this program. We wouldn't be where we are today, right smack in the middle of the pack, without Lightning.
And we wish him well as Frosty, Heidi, and Light.
No, so,
that's going to be good.
Staying at K-Rock.
That's going to be excellent.
Staying
here. I hadn't heard that was confirmed.
Running K-Rock.
I'm not positive about that.
Responsible for the content on the website, and I think they've made an excellent choice, but he will be missed here at the Kevin and
Bean. Lycus and Lightning in the afternoon.
No, not Lycus and Lightning.
Remember when he did that gig and only Tom Lycus showed up?
Yes, I do remember.
It's the only person.
Lightning!
The only one.
Give me a keychain.
Nobody else in the whole place.
Holly, dog food for a t-shirt.
It's very awkward. All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we?
We'll miss him.
Dr. Payton, we're not going to miss him. He's going to be around. He's not dying. He's just moving to another position here at the station.
I'm just saying we had good times with him.
And he'll supposed to continue to have good times, I'm sure. He's not going
but
anywhere.
He was whatever. So young. And what about his
he's
wife
not,
and kids?
He's not dead. He is simply going to run KRock.com, which may be a fate worse than death.
Could be, yeah.
Given the people he'll be responsible to, and people will be telling him what to do and complaining. Know who I mean. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Beat.
What?
Dr. Pepper...
No, you don't. And no, we don't have it.
What?
Not playing the song. You're not talking about Dr. Pepper again. That goddamn dude that sings the song from 1957. I don't know. You've been on a rant about that for 15 years now.
Only on his birthday, once a year. Dr. Pepper has made an announcement that if Axl Rose will finally release Chinese Democracy, they will give a free can of soda to everyone in America.
Yeah!
Fantastic.
How does a company that big come up with an idea like that?
I guess somebody on the staff over there is like, dude, I'd really like to hear that album. What can we do? Let's make a publicity stunt out of it. So Dr. Pepper has officially announced if Axl Rose will finally release the album he's been working on for, what is it now, 13 years
I
or
think
something?
So, yeah.
15 years? They will give everyone in America
that's great
a can of Dr. Pepper to drink, except for Slash and Buckethead, because they think somehow they're holding up the project. And Axl's not getting one either.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Just do it already.
That's hilarious.
Axl responded yesterday to the offer. We're surprised and very happy to have the support. But since Buckethead's performances are on our album, I will share my Dr. Pepper with him. Axl, however, has declined to announce a release date. He says it's just not ready yet. So no soda for us, kids.
Wow.
And no album, more importantly.
And this is what he's been holding out for, too, so... If you give a Dr. Pepper to everybody, I'll finish, but not until then.
It's his demands inside the bank. He wants a bus and a gassed-up jet waiting for him at the airfield and Dr. Pepper for everybody.
We had on a music editor from Blender Magazine the other day who told us that the record company has already spent over $13 million on this album.
Oh,
they haven't had one note of music.
Well, they'll make that back.
Right? Wow. Sure.
First week.
Come on.
Wow.
Everyone's beating up poor Jack Nicholson. Have you seen the new photos of him vacationing at St. Bart's in the Caribbean?
No, is he hideous?
He's, look, the dude's 70. He doesn't look like he's fond of salads.
Yeah.
Looks like he eats whatever he wants to eat and drinks whatever he wants to drink. And his body reflects that.
Yeah.
He's a tubby.
He's not wearing something.
He's gooey.
Tiny, is he?
No, just regular shirt, but he's flabby.
Sure.
But here's the thing. Everyone's saying, oh, look at him. He used to be a sex symbol. He used to be one of the great actors. Now he's fat and flabby and blah, blah, blah. I would say look closer at the photographs. Because if you look at those, yes, you do see a beefy Jack Nicholson vacationing. However, surrounding him, about five smoking hot, teenage-y-looking chicks in bikinis. He still wins.
He's still
him. In fact, he wins double because he can look like that and still score that.
Yeah.
So you lose, sir. Whoever's criticizing my man Jack.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'd rather be an out of shape Jack Nicholson than an in shape me.
Anybody. In shape anybody.
Right,
I think he wins.
Yeah, and why does Jack Nicholson need to be held to the standards of a 35-year-old model, you know?
Well, because...
He's an old man. Let him enjoy it.
Because America and the paparazzi specifically... are hung up on who's fat and who's not and who's in shape and who isn't. I mean, entire issues of magazines are dedicated to beach bods and arrows pointing at cellulite and people with guts and stuff. So
those are some jugs, though.
Yeah, he's don't get me wrong.
Look at the picture.
He's tubby.
I'm going to say, though, for his age, not really that bad.
Yeah, compared to other people, 70, he probably looks pretty average or better.
Yeah, I think he's average.
I'm going to say stomach average, boobs, a little above average. He's got some C's there.
If you got a bunch of 70-year-old men on the beach and watched them waddle around, I think he'd probably be able to hold his head up. Yeah. But you wouldn't be able to see him because he'd be surrounded by hot chicks in bikinis.
Yeah, there is that.
Speaking of hot chicks, Catherine McPhee. You know, I still burn with the McPhee-ver.
Yeah. Sure.
We haven't had her in a while. Last time we had her in, I think when her CD debuted. I'd like her to come back.
Me too.
I'd like her to do traffic.
News.
News. Host.
My job.
Showbiz beat.
Doesn't matter.
Run the board.
Whatever she wants.
Anything. She's got a new gig, though, so she probably won't be able to take us up on her offer. She is the new face of Neutrogena. I love those commercials. Used to be Hayden Panettiere. You watch her washing her face, looking all fresh-faced and scrub-faced in the morning, all washing, just washing white stuff off her face.
Come on!
What? Yeah. What Neutrogena is? That foamy white stuff you put on, it clears up your skin.
Uh-huh.
The hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You can never let it show on your face.
That's true. That is true.
Apparently, you can see the new ads featuring Catherine in May. The commercials will start running on television, and I got to stock up on some Windex. I got to get some...
Windex.
Yeah, Windex and some wipes.
Oh.
They start airing on May, I'm just saying. I want to make sure my screen is nice and clean so I can see her clearly.
Oh.
What?
Bobby!
What's wrong with you? Oh. I don't like the way your mind works. I wish your mind worked. Michael Johns, speaking of American Idol, is the Australian dude over there who Bean has a man crush on.
No, I just think he's
the current season.
You love him.
This season?
I just think he's talented. You told me you wanted to hold his hand.
I never
you mentioned
said that.
That. Now, that's, however you interpret that, he said he'd like to hold this dude's hand.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. The guy's from Australia. Was born in Perth. And I can't believe this wasn't a bigger story sooner, but apparently he was good childhood friends with Heath Ledger.
No kidding.
Yeah. Apparently they grew up together, went to movies and concerts when they were younger, and then grew apart when Heath moved to become a big motion picture star. But Michael said he's saddened and misses his friend deeply. Though I get the sense they sort of grew apart and didn't see a lot of each other in the recent couple of years. But still, you'd think that's something more people would talk about. Let's talk about Lindsay Lohan!
Yes.
Word is she's signing on to do a new film.
Porn?
Sadly, no. Mm. She will play one of the Manson girls. One of the women who surrounded nutcase Charles Manson.
Mm-hmm.
She will play Nancy Pittman, who was known in the family, the Manson family, as Brenda, and was arrested during Charlie Manson's trial when she tried to pass Manson LSD while visiting him in jail. Instead of going to prison, Nancy Pittman lived underground in the sewers for a period of time.
What?
Pretty interesting story.
Lived in the sewers?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I reckon. Doesn't say how long she did it, but she escaped capture by living in the sewers.
Make beer mug, live in sewer.
You know, Ralph, I was thinking as you're talking about Lindsay, she was really good in that other 60s period piece that she did, Bobby, that came out last year. She was very, very good, and I thought it worked in that movie, and maybe she's just attracted to that period for some reason.
Apparently she's attracted to nutcases and murderers because she's got Chapter 27 that opens
today
with Jared Leto as the dude who killed John Lennon. And now she's hanging out with Charlie Manson, being one of his groupies.
She likes crazy?
How about having her play, you know, a porn star or a stripper or something? Can't we use her in a more effective way?
She's moved on from Herbie the Love Bug, I'll tell you that.
Now she's with Charlie the Nut Loaf. And Tommy Lee's just made history. Congratulations, Tommy. The New York Post has announced that Tommy added to his extensive tattoo collection by getting a new tattoo of a peacock inked by artist Mario Barth on a flight to Miami, Florida last Tuesday.
He got a tattoo on a flight?
He got it in the air. On the plane.
As a stunt, not just because he doesn't have time.
Apparently, they were flying together, and Mario said, I'll do you on the plane while we got time to kill. It's a long flight from L.A. to Miami. I'll tat you up.
Hmm.
And the Guinness World Book of Records has deemed it as the highest location that a tattoo has ever been created. And so now Tommy Lee's a new record holder for dude who got a tattoo in the highest location.
Do you think the tattoo artist just travels with a suitcase that has the basic equipment in it or
I
something?
I like to think he did it prison style and just use, yeah, sure. Just use a knitting needle.
A spork or something.
You know, a Bic pen and a lighter, a lighter. Or something. Or a spork. Spork.
They have those the sporks, on blades.
Because the sporks. Because they have those. Oh, that's how you make a tattoo, with a spork.
Yeah, they can take heat. It's good. They heat right up. No problem.
But if it's in, yeah, you got that right.
If
Tommy.
It's in Guinness, there had to be plenty of people seeing. I mean, it had to be a pre-planned thing. It's just,
you think Tommy went out of his way to get into the Guinness Book of Records by getting a tattoo?
They
on a
don't
plane?
Just hand it out by going, "Hey, we heard you were on a plane." That's not how they do it. Had to be.
Well, why?
Tommy likes
because we know got, how got, hard it is to get a record in there.
Yeah, but that's an endurance, super an endurance record.
Okay, but there's
but
super
if 200 people said, yeah, we saw them give him a tattoo on a plane. I mean, how hard is that? You sign an affidavit, boom, you're in the book.
I'm just guaranteeing you that it wasn't a, hey, you do tattoos?
You're guaranteeing me.
Yes, I am.
You're guaranteeing
I will
me.
Give you $5 if I'm wrong.
Oh, Tommy, was it a stunt or did you just end up doing
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Bananas.
Yeah. See, Kevin? See,
aim
I told
high,
you.
Dude. Rip.
See, I told you, Kevin.
He didn't back
me.
Either of us.
You owe me.
I agree with Kevin. Tommy loves attention. You guys know that from having dealt with him in the past.
Yeah, but there's attention, then there's getting
up,
the
bitch.
Guinness book.
Pay up.
Oh, because Mike agrees with you.
That's not conclusive evidence.
Figured I'd try it.
Yeah. I think Kevin's right. I mean, I think he'd do anything to get in the news.
If you're going
to
get a tattoo, though, is in the air the place you want to get it? Wouldn't you like a nice, stable environment
right.
to get a tattoo
not
from?
Not unless you're trying to do some kind
this
of stunt.
Peacock sucks. I bet there's, like, the beak's all effed up and the wings are broken and stuff. It's, like, hitting turbulence at, you know, 50,000 feet. It's not good.
Pilot hits an air pocket and says, sorry, Tommy.
Exactly.
I'll try and keep it smooth.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Ken Howard. Who was so good in a TV series called Kane that I believe has already been canceled by CBS.
Has it been?
With Jimmy Smits, who played the owner of that sugar cane farm down there in Florida.
Just looking forward to watching that at some point in the future.
It was real good. I really enjoyed it. He played the bad guy in that, Ken Howard. He's also the White Shadow. Remember the White Shadow?
No.
That the white basketball coach in the high school who's coaching all the black kids?
No, I
teaching
don't.
Them life lessons? Oh, it was a great series. He's 64 years old today. Actor Vince Vaughn turns 38. Our buddy, Vince Vaughn. 38.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Vince. Maybe you want to put on some night cream or something. You want to take a sleep. Maybe some sleep would be good. I don't know.
Yeah,
it just looks
he does
like
look
he's
rough.
Roughed up. And Julia Stiles, also known in the business as Frying Pan Face, is 27 years old today. Boom! Like in this cartoon, you take the pan off and it's like the face is in the shape of the frying pan. It's Julia Stiles for you, in a nutshell. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Away. Trent Reznor sounding a little old, I got to be honest. Not as spry as he used to be on his songs.
So. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, Kevin. I'm confused, too. It's 6:11 on the Kevin and Bean Show Friday morning. Don't forget, in about an hour, we'll call one of you, and I hope you'll answer your phone, because we're going to send you to New York City to see Pearl Jam in concert. You've been qualifying all week by winning Eddie Vedder solo tickets for the shows at the Wiltern. Grand prize drawing in about an hour right now from now on the Kevin and Bean Show.
So Leslie Nielsen, comic actor.
Yes.
You know him best from Airplane. We talked to him, how long ago was it? 6 months, the first one? A year?
Yeah, it was whenever Scary Movie 4 was out. Maybe might have been last summer, I don't know. But it didn't go well then, so we thought in the true Kevin and Bean tradition, let's have the dude back on.
Sure. So here's a short clip of the first Leslie Nielsen disaster. You guys spoof War of the Worlds, you spoof The Grudge, The Village, Saw, Million Dollar Baby. How many of those movies have you seen?
How about the basketball game?
Remind me about the basketball game. I forget.
Am I talking about who am I talking to?
It's Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin.
You know, I do police work. You can't be found.
That's correct. Yes.
Where are you? You're in Dallas, right?
We're in Dallas. Yes. Okay, so that's the way it went the first time, and based on that, we said, "Hell yes, we want him back."
That was one of the all-time great interviews, though, because we're still talking about it almost a year later. I mean, you shake your head and you go – I mean, yesterday we went through it line by line to try to imagine what he thought he was talking about, what conversation was happening in Leslie's head.
And we love him.
We do.
And almost any movie he's in, I'll go see. I think, you know, he's one of those people that you just end up liking or not liking, but you can't really just be neutral on him, it seems like. So yesterday we talked to him again. He's got a new movie out called Superhero Movie. It opens today. And when we first went to him yesterday, I forgot to push the right button. So there was some silence. And I wanted everyone to know Leslie Nielsen was fine. That was my mistake.
Put oh, you is on. That you, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't have you on the phone.
Oh, you're a fine fellow,
Thank
Kevin.
You.
I'm sorry to miss both of you.
I think he said, I'm sorry to miss both of you. I think.
Oh, okay.
I thought he said.
Sort of makes sense.
Misanthrope of you.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. So then Bean asks him, you know, how he does it, how he manages such a career.
So, Leslie, how do you do it? How do you continue to make this kind of movie year after year? And you never get old. You're always the same Leslie Nielsen that we know and love, and you always deliver.
Insensitivity.
All right.
That's what it is. You know, if you want to pick up on these things, keep your ears open because don't come fast and furious.
Well, we've got a bright future ahead of us then, if insensitivity is what it takes. We're good with that.
I don't know what you mean by that, pal.
Okay, so what's your secret? Insensitivity. So I say we got a lot of that. We got a bright future. I don't know what you mean by that, pal.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of weird. And also keeping your ears open and they don't come along that often. I didn't really get any of that either.
Well, I thought at the moment he was saying these are, you know, pearls of wisdom and you should really pay attention because I don't have that many. I thought that's what he was saying. But I didn't know. So then he talks about – this is the weirdest clip. Listen to the very end of this clip, and you tell us what the hell is going on. I have more and more respect for you every time I hear other actors try and deliver the lines that you deliver because they seem to be, for a lot of people, just impossible to pull off. You are the expert in them.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. Do you do any work on honeymoons?
Okay. It's nice of you to say that. Do you do any work on honeymoons?
Oh, my God.
Now, well, what does that mean?
He was...
He was what? Do you do any work on honeymoons does not fit.
The only thing that comes to mind, I think, is the theory that I tried to run by.
Oh, wait,
Mr.
I have
Nielsen.
A clip of that. I have a clip of your explanation. I just want to hear the question one more time.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. Do you do any work on honeymoons?
Okay, so I don't know what that means. Bean, for every day of our careers, is the first guy to jump on somebody and mock them and try to hang them with their own words. However, he likes Leslie Nielsen. We both like Leslie.
Well, guys, in his 80s, I do cut him a little bit more slack that he had a point and that it just didn't come out clearly. I was trying to help with the interview.
Right, I agree, but which you normally don't do. But in this case, you were trying hard to explain, do you do any work on honeymoons? So this is Bean's explanation to him.
I think what you were saying, if I could be dead wrong about this, do you do any work on honeymoons, meaning that it's not work if it's that much fun and you're just enjoying it?
Well, that's okay by me.
All right, that's a good.
That wasn't it at all. Around. Okay,
that's good. Okay, so he didn't know what he meant, but he was going to buy Bean's explanation.
Okay,
but I don't know. I mean, okay, if that's not it, tell us what it was. So then we bring up the fact that Pamela Anderson's in the movie. She's in the movie, Pamela Anderson. So Bean has to ask him about it, of course, as we well should.
What about working with fellow Canadian actor Pam Anderson? You have scenes with her, Leslie?
Boy, you had to bring that up.
Yes.
My day was going really well.
What?
There was sadness in my day whatsoever.
What's that?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and we couldn't figure out, like, something go wrong on the set?
That's what usually happens is if an actor responds like that about somebody that they have a problem with, it's uncomfortable because clearly you and I are idiots and we missed the story that he hates Pam Anderson.
Right.
And I shouldn't have brought it up because now it's put him in an awkward position. And I'm feeling terrible at this point because I never heard a word about any problem between those two.
Pam Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you brought it up, and I realize that I'm lonely again.
Oh, I see.
What it is. Okay.
So you did work with her, and it was sweet. That's what you're saying.
No, I didn't do any work with her.
Okay.
What's that about?
He didn't work with her at all. Well, then why is it bad to bring up?
Then why is he so lonely? He didn't have her before.
No, I didn't work with her at all.
It's not like he spent 4 months shooting a sex scene with her, and now it's over. He probably never met her.
So we try to wrap up the second Leslie Nielsen disaster.
Leslie, are you slowing down at all? What are you, 82 now or something? You still seem to be working as hard as ever.
I'm working hard as ever at a number of things, but there are some things I quit quite a while ago. I don't do that anymore.
It was a sex joke, I think, is basically what he was saying. Didn't you guys get that impression? That's what he was trying to do.
My impression is that every guess we have is incorrect. That's my impression.
You could be right.
Do you do work at honeymoons? Never worked with her. I don't do that anymore. I love Leslie Nielsen.
And
I'll still see him in movies. And we want to talk to him every chance we have. But we don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope he survives to make another film.
What was that?
What are we really going to do here?
Talk about the magic of Kevin Ryder.
But I mean, really, though. I mean, I know that's the
American.
You know, Ralph, we are working with a young Leslie Nielsen is what's going on here. Essentially, that's what's happening here.
Young.
And
in a couple of years, Leslie will catch up to Kevin.
I'll take that.
We had a conversation yesterday. Ralph has been following a news story this week that involves the Grammy Award winning singer, Corinne Rae Bailey. And
Corinne Bailey Ray. Either one.
Moment with Bean.
I think it's catching. Whatever happened to Kevin on the Grammys is catching. So that brought up, of course, every time that name is mentioned, however we mangle it, we bring up this piece of tape.
Corinne Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey Ray. Wow. Corinne Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with Let's do it again. Yeah.
So I mentioned yesterday on the air, I think that's my new favorite all-time moment with Kevin. I think that one has eclipsed all the other greatness over the years, and I think it's my favorite. And then, of course, the debate just broke out all over the office and all over
America. Well, that's just insane that that's number one.
That's just insane. Really? Firestorm here.
I would say that the entirety of the montage of Kevin mangling several names for the Grammys even takes precedence over just the Corinne break. Remember Joe Perry, John Perry, John Tyler, Steven Tyler.
I do.
Joe John Tyler, Randy Rudolph, Rudolph John Rudolph, Randy Jackson, Randy Mantooth.
It was great. But there's something just so pure and so magical about the problems he's having with Corinne, because it's just three simple words, and it's time after time after time after time. He can't get it right. And I think there's something just charming about it.
What's more magical than John Tyler and John Rudolph, and then getting one of the names right, and then screwing up the one that he got right previously and getting that one wrong?
We've got our president now, George W. It's not the one I wanted. Sorry. This is the one I wanted. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number 1. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number 1. Send the number 2. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once... God damn it. Mary J. We don't have time for all that. We don't have time to go through all that.
John Rudolph, John
Another,
Randolph.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, yeah. Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Yes, sure enough it is.
I love it. Randolph.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
What did I say, John? What the hell? So then I tried it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph.
Shit.
This doesn't sound real.
I know. That's why I had him put it on the CD for me. I said, the guys will never believe this. You have to put this on the CD.
This is why they have rehearsals.
Kevin, what's wrong with you?
So that's your favorite, Ralph?
I think so.
I wonder why the Grammys didn't call me back.
Because he gets one right and one wrong,
and
then he goes back and corrects the one he got wrong, but he screws up the one he got right.
Well, the problem is there are too many to choose from, and we've asked Omar to put together a compilation. And
we asked him for the top 10, by the way.
And he gave us the top 21. God bless him.
Of course, we have a lot to choose from. Because everybody, it seems like, in the office has a different favorite. Ralph has a different favorite. I have a different favorite. Mike, you have a different favorite, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to go with Bochco over there, not anymore. Because it was like 5-1.
Yeah. Mark, so you're starting tonight, and are you a permanently on the show?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, if you see Bochco, tell him that we're so over there is not anymore, right?
Wow.
From beginning to end. That's true.
That was powerful. That guy is crazy.
That was like catching the ball at the 1 yard line. And then he starts running it back. You think he's going to get tackled, but no, then he breaks that tackle and he keeps running. And it's a kickoff return for 99 yards, touchdown.
Except for no one thought that I was going to get through it. Everyone knew I was just destined for failure at that point.
Well, you do surprise us every once
in a
while.
No, I don't.
Sometimes you're like the retarded kid that they put in at the end of the basketball game who gets to score one basket. Sometimes that does happen. I saw another one of those on the news this week. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phones because there is so much controversy.
I don't think we're
going to
open up the phones for this.
And I think
the phones are open.
A-hole already.
I think we want to hear from people who have their own favorite personal moment with Kevin. And by the way, I know they're out there, Kevin, because we get emails all the time from people who say they have it as a ringtone or please put it on the download radio. They can't wait to play it for their friends and family. So people are out there. They are responding to the work that you do. Don't think you're not appreciated.
You got to wonder if there were no cameras, if he would have had to go to the top of the Eiffel, of the wherever, the tower to get, you know.
So 1-800-520-1067. Speaking of yesterday, by the way, what about yesterday when we had President Bush on? Do you have that clip?
We've got our president now, George W. Bush, on the phone. Good morning, George.
Morning, Kevin. Oh,
What kind of weird tube of history are you walking through?
I'm walking through a tube of history.
Tube of history.
I mean, right there. He continues to be as great today as he was the day he started.
I think he's getting better. I think we've got more and more to choose from each and every day.
I think F you both.
Because yesterday was awesome because he also had the color commentary. Chunk,
yeah.
Remember?
Oh, that's
right. Or the Oral Hershiser.
The color come.
I remember.
Sure wish I had that one.
I think of Oral Hershiser. I think of com. What am I thinking of? We're like, how the hell did we know the inner working?
I gave you that brain.
I gave you enough with com.
Gave us com.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
I saw him as a com. What do you call him?
I don't know.
Guy that does color commentary?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That was the same day as Tube of History. That's why I think he's getting better.
He's on fire. It's great.
Yeah, it's great. This is big fun, guys. This is just. Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the main one?
Holy smokes.
That was Rashida Jones from The Office. You want to know if she wasn't in the main side office, not the outside one.
It was
one.
Just me. She had long hung up, 15 All minutes right. before that. Randy in Sunland, good morning.
Good morning. My favorite Kevin clip has to be, you a longtime Ducks fan?
Is that, so he doesn't, are you a regular Ducks? Fan, you watch all the time, him?
That is a classic.
Isn't that the one to beat, really?
It may be. That may be the gold standard.
That's why the Corinne Ray Bailey one, that's why that one was yesterday was such a big revelation for me, is that I think I may now love that one even more than I love longtime fan him.
What's her name?
I think it is Eclipsed.
What's her name, Bean?
You know, that Corinne chick.
I understand.
The difference between you and me, Bean, is that I was looking at a sheet with giant letters.
I can no longer hear her name correctly because I hear it wrong so many times. I've heard that clip 1,000 times, and now I don't know what it is anymore.
I always love when Kevin mangles the English language, but when he just gets facts wrong to me, I think it's almost more special. It's almost more pure.
What do you mean?
Remember when we were in Las Vegas and we were all going to go see the Blue Man Group, which was which was performing on the Strip, I think at the Luxor or something. We had tickets to go see it, and we were in Vegas talking about that particular show.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man Group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
Come on! They're called the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, and I said it correctly, Blue Man Group.
Right, and then you said they paint their faces red, and they're called the Blue Man Group.
All right, Mike, we know paint faces red. That's your favorite. We got it. F you. Bye. Sons of
All right, we need to take a quick break. Because
we got to come back with something else good.
No, we have so many to choose from.
We haven't even begun to talk about your friend Rob Durden, for instance. We haven't done that. We haven't talked about the Strider's Reich. We still have that coming up. we got Come Here, Pretty Here, a couple of years, Quick, Pretty Here, Come On Here. We got that one on the way. I mean, it's just watching us with a fine-tooth comb. We got all the greats, and we're going to take your calls to 1-800-520-1067. What's your favorite moment with Kevin? What's the all-time best moment with Kevin? Maybe we'll decide after this on K-Rock.
Did he ever hit her over the head with her fake leg?
No, he doesn't say that he did that. But look, McCartney is such a...
He's a pacifist.
Exactly. He feels guilty eating tofu,
yes.
You know?
Did he ever hit her with her own leg? Did someone just say that?
I just asked that five seconds ago.
We
have to turn that off. Sorry.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Robin Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Robin. Yeah, it's Deer Day.
He's, It's – oh, what is it? What's the name?
Deer Dick.
Oh, that's interesting because it sounded like you were saying Durden all day long.
I was.
We're talking about the all-time great moments with Kevin. There are really too many to choose from, and we do have time to include your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. There are some, Kevin, that we don't even have on the list that Omar prepared. Raul writes in, for instance, and he wants to put in a vote for this as one of his all-time favorites.
If you have food and you have dinner, you have steak and you have a baked potato, and then you have dessert, you have ice cream, and then you put – whipped cream on top of the ice cream. The whipped cream is dessert.
There's a whole other category of greatness that Kevin doesn't get the credit for sometimes, which is the analogies that he makes.
Yes.
I'm not good at analogies, it turns out.
Now, you're a guy who I don't know your name.
That's so insulting. That was just cringeworthy. I felt so bad for Gary Cole, who I had just introduced and gave his resume and then said his name, Gary Cole, and then Kevin told him he didn't know his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that you love his work, too, by the way, and you've seen him in 20 different movies and TV shows, too.
Yeah. I don't think the drunk ones are fair, though. I mean, that's not fair.
Yeah, it is.
Because really, if I'm drunk, what do you expect from me?
This is the eighth day, which means the theme is eight milds making. I'm sorry, eight maids a milking. This is the eighth day. It means today's theme is eight milds a...
I've got to stop drinking.
Eight mills of making.
Again, looking right at it on a paper.
It was written down for you.
Didn't have to remember it. Was looking right
just
at
had
it.
Had to read it.
Yep.
Like a child. Like a kid in second grade just had to read off the paper in front of the class.
Yeah. I saw it as an alphabet with about eight letters missing. You know, A, B, C, D, F, G, you know, that kind of thing. I'd like
that sounded, how the alphabet works.
That sounded like it took all of the brain power I had to leave that one out, doesn't it?
A, B, C, D.
Now you guys make, different, I guess you put a DVD in?
See, that's priceless. That's just, it's such a beautiful, pure example of how great Kevin is.
All right,
is.
Are we done with
five
this?
5 seconds right there.
Are we finished?
The sum of the parts is greater than all of the sum of the, well, you know.
No, we don't know. Remember when you were complaining about how carefully management was looking over our shoulders?
No,
How they were watching us?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Were we in trouble with them for something?
We were going to try and do that, but it's really difficult to get anything by because they watch us with a fine-tooth comb.
Oh, my God.
Can't use a comb to look at anybody.
How do you know?
Because I've tried.
Have you ever tried?
I've tried to look through, especially a fine-tooth comb. The teeth are so close together, you can't see through it.
Here's another email from somebody requesting, I don't think we have it on our fingertips, the time that Kevin advertised we were giving away Dick's tickets. Unfortunately, we don't have that.
Oh, we have that.
I think it's,
oh, we have Dick's tickets?
Number 18 in our
Unfortunately, yeah. We do have
Fantastic.
That. Stupid Omar found it.
Plus, we have Dick's tickets.
Dick's tickets. Wow. Yeah, it's more Ducks tickets than it is Dick's tickets. Dick's
Paul
tickets.
And Knight.
Isn't that 100 miles more good news than you've had in the last 10 years?
What does that even mean?
What does it mean,
Kevin? 100 miles more good news than you've had in the
Why
past
Why are you asking me?
Years.
I didn't say it. Paul, good morning.
Who measures good news by miles?
In a year.
Miles
a
per year.
Miles per year.
Nothing is measured in miles per year.
What, Paul? What?
Maybe your car traveling.
What, Paul?
The Dublin, St. Patrick's Day, when he gets in the wrong car.
No, that's just me being stupid. That's not me saying
but being drunk and you actually get in a different color car.
That happened, yes.
Sometimes his actions do speak louder than his words.
All right, but we're not talking about that now. We don't have that kind of time.
What about, and I don't think we've played yet, another one that has to be in the all-time top five, which was when we had on the father of that family in Arkansas, I think, that was just getting ready to have their 18th child or something. Remember when Kevin interviewed that dude?
Yep.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple years.
Oh, my God.
In his defense, I think Kevin was influenced by the Ozark, Arkansas sort of feel of that family. So he wanted to sound like a dumb country hick.
I was trying to talk to him in his language.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
Would you say she was hot and now she's all that?
Damn.
Would you say she was fat and now all that?
That'd be horrible. No one would say that.
I take that.
What would you want to say?
Would you say she's fat?
God damn it.
Advertisers, I'd like to remind you that Kevin is available if you'd like him to sell your product.
No, Beastie Boys and Cypress Religion and Bad Religion. I'm sorry, Cypress Hill and Velvet Revolver and all the Strokes and all the different bands that are on the show.
all the strokes Kevin's had while he was reading that list.
There'll be some footage of Catherine visiting us here at the studios at K-Rock.
Let's not hold our fingers, for God's sakes.
Let's not hold our fingers?
Cross our fingers.
I'm not going to hold my finger if you don't hold your finger.
Hold my finger.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, we got a break. We got other stuff to do.
Let's have
I promise I'll reboard when there are no further acknowledgments. Thank you.
Wow,
maybe
I forgot
just
about that.
Fell off the bandwagon, and that was it.
I don't believe you fall off the bandwagon. Did you really
get
fall
on
off
the bandwagon?
Wagon? No, the bandwagon is unrelated to the wagon.
I see. I forgot about acknowledgement. That might be one of my favorites, too. That might be right up there, top three for me.
Don't they just put on a show that just knocks your ass off?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean,
can you get your ass knocked off? Is that a physical possibility?
I don't think that's even an expression, Kevin, much less a physical possibility.
Producers have revealed the title of the new James Bond movie.
We wish the Striders We wish the writer's strike would end. Is that the name of it? Sorry. Era, that one's your favorite?
That is my favorite.
Yeah, F you.
Striders Reich.
F you.
It's a good one.
F you all.
By the way, there's an entire series of ones where Kevin starts a sentence and then forgets where it's going. I got a couple of those, too.
It's also a, what was I just going to say? It just went away.
There's that one.
And, what about, what was I going to ask you? I forget what I was going to ask you.
I mean, I've got a dozen of them, but you get the gist of how those go.
Well, no, it's like...
Good start. It's going to be another great show today.
I don't know that one. Okay, here we go. Let's play that one again because it was in only one channel.
Well, no, sick. Good start. It's going to be another great show today.
All right, I don't feel like we're narrowing in on anything here.
Can you play number 13 for me? Second
no.
I got number 13 lined up for
Dude,
me.
Dude, we're out of time.
We got plenty of time.
Plenty
of time.
Showbiz reporter's going to be all snippy.
No. I know. I'll talk to him. He'll be fine.
Wait a minute. You just finished with Keith Richards.
Who did I finish
that guy at the Rolling Stone?
I think the problem is we can't narrow it down because they're all great. Kevin, you were right. They're like your children. You can't pick a favorite. You got to love them all.
Yeah, great. How honestly now, I'm not kidding when I say this. Everybody that gets up on stage after they win an Oscar,
yes.
They say, this is just proof that your dreams can come true.
Yes.
Look how bad I am.
And look where you are. Look how successful you are.
What? How did that happen?
You're the luckiest man in show business.
I really
That's
am.
What happened.
Wow. See, I'm truly awful.
And
that's proof you can make it.
And yet
if
you've made
believe.
A career.
Yes. And I was an announcer for the Grammys.
Wow.
What's wrong with everyone?
Only in America can you fail up as well as you have.
I should have been laughed out of this business the first month.
Yeah.
What, Bloss?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
We're out of time, dude. Sorry. What do you got?
Hey, my favorite moment is when Kevin made Sean Penn feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, we don't need to get into the disasters. Yeah, we don't have time for the disasters.
Yeah, we do.
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or would or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli. He's changed the whole thing around.
Not at all, Kevin.
No,
but I did. But I did.
Okay. All right.
Oh boy, did he hate you at that moment?
He sure did,
and he should have. I mean, let's be honest.
I don't even remember the one Robert from Woodland Hills is calling about. Line one, Robert. What do you got,
guys? We're out of time. Robert.
Yeah.
What?
Hey.
Hi.
What's your favorite?
Cut my throat with a butter knife.
Did I say that?
Yeah. And then someone called up and left it on the Afro line.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think you mean cut my knife with a butter throat is what he said.
Yeah, he did.
That was great.
Oh, this is good fun, guys.
Cut my knife with
that
a butter
was
throat.
Great.
This is fun. This hey, looking back on the highlights is really fun.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Yeah. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Can I hear track number three
no.
of the Kevin moments? Because I don't remember this one. And I
Cease and desist. Well, how do they base that? What's the...
I have no idea.
Legal.
Now I remember.
Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah.
Good time.
Sometimes Kevin just stalls in the middle of the freeway.
Yeah.
You need a new car. It's your problem.
Telling me.
Yeah. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Justin Chambers of Grey's Anatomy checked into the UCLA psych ward earlier this year. You may remember that. He said he was going in for a checkup. He was having some issues.
Well, according to Star Magazine, he may need to head back in. He was spotted acting drunk and incoherent at a Palm Springs bar recently and made a move on a waitress despite having a wife and five children at home.
Dude.
Apparently the waitress wasn't too impressed by his drunken pass, especially after he knocked a wad of cash out of her hand when she rebuffed him and called her a bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a mess.
Yeah, Justin may need a tune-up.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
When's the second season of Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew? I got some people to recommend. The neighbors of Christina Aguilera and Jordan Bratman are complaining. Star Magazine reports that the neighbors are sick of hearing the two laugh, scream, swear, but most importantly, making sexual grunts and noises when they hang out by their pool. Apparently, they're banging out by the pool quite a bit, and they're quite vocal about it.
Nice melons.
And who's complaining about that?
The neighbors.
Well, stop it.
One neighbor who lives in close proximity to the young couple says, "We're happy that they're happy, but we wish they'd just keep it down a bit."
Okay.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
Ever tell you the story of the time I had an anonymous letter tacked to my door in an apartment complex?
No.
From the neighbors I was living around? Asked me to close my windows when I have sex, please.
Really?
Yeah, they were furious.
Was it you or the girl?
Both. But it was, you know, summertime in Glendale or whatever. I didn't have air conditioning, so I had to have the windows open to get some air in there.
Sure, otherwise you overheat.
That's right. Blow a gasket. Burn up on re-entry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Priscilla Presley's face looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
That is accurate.
Yeah, it's
but
not good.
It's not her fault. We've been talking about Dr. Jiffy Lube, the Argentinian doctor. Mm-hmm.
Not a doctor here,
no.
But a doctor there.
In Argentina, apparently, he is a doctor. And he's been injecting celebrity faces with a silicone lubricant that is best used to lubricate car parts.
That's just not good.
Yeah, this is an industrial silicone that's used for lubricating car parts that he's been injecting into women's
10W40?
Faces.
10W40? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Anyway, he's been on the run because he got out of jail last week after serving 15 months on charges he smuggled a non-FDA-approved drug into the country, which he obviously did. Well, he got picked up Wednesday by U.S. immigration officials. They've got him in a cell, and looks like he may be deported back to Argentina. It's not going to help the faces of the people he damaged.
No.
By the way, according to a new report, there were nearly 12 million cosmetic plastic surgery procedures done in 2007.
12 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was just Cher.
Just her alone.
Just her alone.
It's a lot of surgery for one person.
She's keeping that industry busy.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
That's true. That's very true. Duran Duran kicked off their world tour Wednesday night in Auckland, New Zealand. But according to the city's newspaper, The Herald, it did not go well. According to the reviewer, Simon Le Bon, forgot the words to Hungry Like the Wolf.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Wait, you're freaking Simon Le Bon. You got very few things to have to remember about your life. One of those things may be the words to Hungry Like the Wolf, one of your biggest hits.
Mm-hmm. How many times would you say he's probably performed
that
song?
That's what I'm saying. Apparently, John Taylor, the bass player, also walked off the stage in a huff. So, way to kick off the tour, fellas. Looks like things will be going well. Maybe you guys can open for your Van Halen. Insane.
Ugly.
And Amy Winehouse is getting ready to give Rehab another shot.
Yeah.
But she says there's too much temptation in London. So her team is currently looking at rehab clinics in Israel and South Africa. She thinks she has to travel outside of her comfort zone in order to find some real help.
If you're in a rehab, though, aren't you away from that temptation? Aren't you in a pretty safe environment inside a facility?
Yeah, but maybe it's the people who visit or...
Could be, or she's just afraid when she gets out or something?
Yeah, maybe a change of location might be better for her.
She needs something.
I recommend Guantanamo Bay. I think she'd be well served there.
She is naked, right, sexy, though, lately, isn't she?
Naked, wearing a collar. Doing a human pyramid. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ken Howard, actor, 64 years old today. Actor Vince Vaughn turns 38. And Julia Stiles. Oh, I forgot. Julia Stiles is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Speaking of New York, Our next guest on the phone is owner and CEO of Ugly New York, uglyny.com. Simon Rogers joins us. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
We're so glad you joined us today because finally you're giving guys like Kevin and me the opportunity to be models, and we want to thank you for that.
I was just looking on your website, actually looking at your pictures. You guys are hot.
We're too good looking, right?
That's what it is. You're too good looking.
I saw the article in Maxim that ran, I don't know, was it last month?
Yeah, last month.
Called American Ugly. And it kind of profiles your talent agency, and in it it says crooked noses, missing teeth, and fat rolls are the company's bread and butter.
And that's just me.
So you're looking, you're an actual talent agency for ugly people.
Well, you know, yes. And bottom line is, yes, a lot of really interesting people that we represent. We have, I mean, you are inundated with talent agencies out there in L.A., obviously. But we here offer just something a little bit different. A bunch of people who aren't what you would regularly think of models and actors, you know, just a bit more out there. I mean, we do have a bunch of pretty people too. But
you do, but I was going to say, because there's a picture of a girl that's sleeved with dark hair and dark eyes. She's really hot, I thought. I was like, hey, she doesn't fit in ugly New York.
Well, it's not. We're not being exclusive, you know. I mean, we're not trying to exclude the beautiful types as well. We're just trying to include a lot more, you know, real people. A lot of people that reflect how people really look in America. You know, there's a lot of call for that in advertising these days. And we've been truly inundated with calls from advertising agencies and clients looking for all these people who really represent what's out there on the street.
Instead of the perfect, trend, you know? Instead of the perfect model that, you know, some people
instead
have been.
Instead of the perfect people like you.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it is funny, Simon. When I my wife is a big fan of the America's Next Top Model show. She watches it every season. And right. I don't think any of those girls, for instance, on this season are pretty. I don't think any of them would I notice if they were walking down the street. There's a different sort of thing that you oftentimes are looking for in the world of advertising to do that kind of work, right? It's something that's not conventional beauty.
Right. There are people out there who are obviously beautiful but maybe just a little bit quirky. And then there are people who are not what you think of as beautiful at all. But in the advertising world, and movies, films, theater, all that kind of stuff, right across the whole spectrum. Of course, there's room for every shape and size. That's the truth of it. And, you know, most people out there in America don't look like, most women don't look like Giselle.
Yeah, of
most
course.
Guys don't look like Brad Pitt, you know, and they do. They like to see themselves reflected in the magazines and stuff like that, you know.
But I'll tell you that there are many times when I go to a movie, maybe it's a horror movie or something, you see somebody who's...
Favorite, is it the horror movie?
Well, I mean, you see somebody who's truly hideous and you go, how did that person ever have the idea to even be in movies?
I mean, it's funny, but you know, we have big open calls here a couple of three times a year, and we do get people who specifically their whole life want to be in horror movies. We get people who, you know, my personal banker here, believe it or not, his dream in the world is to be a dead person on Law and Order.
I've always wanted to get shot on something.
Yeah, it takes all sorts.
Also, in the Maxim article. Also in the Maxim article, it says you walked up to a 350-pound Hawaiian man.
That's right.
With a Mennonite beard, and you walked up to him, and you tapped him on the shoulder, and you said, "Hi, my name is Simon Rogers."
Right.
Well, let me finish. I represent an agency called Ugly New York. Have you ever considered yourself a model?
Right. Well, yes and no. You know, first of all, everybody in L.A. drives a car. Everybody in New York walks. You walk around the streets here, and I'm always seeing people. I think, oh, man, that guy, they would be great for us.
Right, but how do you make that introduction? How do you say, look, I know you're not a beautiful person?
I don't walk up to them and say, excuse me, but you are ugly.
Right, you know, and I'll represent you.
And I will represent you. No, I normally walk up and I say, you know, I have a card in my hand, and I'll say, I represent a talent agency. I think you have something that would be really interesting for us. There's a website on the bottom of my card here. Take a look. If it's something you're interested in,
I see.
Please call me. And then they get the card and they look at it. And at that point, quite often they'll just say, okay, thank you, because it's New York and nobody wants to talk to you anyway.
I mean, if somebody came up to me and said that, I would know they were kidding. I would think my friends did it. I would look around for a camera. I mean, I wouldn't.
Until you looked at the card and you saw Simon's company is called Ugly New York, then you'd go, oh, now I see why he picked me up.
I get it.
I do now say I got to it. People, listen, you know what? We represent every shape and size. Anybody who's just got that special something, and I think you fall into that mold. So check it out. I'm being completely honest with you. If I give 10 cards out, 8 of those people will have called within 24
really?
Hours.
Really? Wow.
Interesting. Simon, I was on your website this morning, and you have everybody from the very obese person to, I think there's a 3'11 African-American midget, I think, that's represented on your site. You've got
Both of those guys just did a movie last week, actually. Both of them together.
How about that? You've also got some really beautiful, I guess what probably would have used to have been called alternative type girls, the ones with the piercings, with the tattoos, right, with the, you know, the funky eye makeup and stuff like that. That look is becoming more and more popular, more and more common.
They're not alternative anymore, really, are they?
Not at all. No.
Think about what's out there with the iPod generation and the jeans and sneakers and perfumes and all this kind of stuff.
Sure. Now, you anyway, it's uglyny.com if you want to check it out yourself. The company has been around for decades, right, over in London. You just last year moved to New York. Will there be a Los Angeles branch, or is that not even necessary?
Hopefully will be. I have my great friend Sarah out there, who's really worked in this business a long time. She's kind of prepped and ready, and we are looking around at the idea of maybe starting out there. I think it's a natural step for us. I mean, L.A. is full of crazies. You know that.
Who's your fattest client?
Who's our what?
Fattest client.
We have a 700-pound guy who is actually the world's largest professional athlete. He's a sumo wrestler.
Oh, sumo. Yes.
Really, really big guy called Manny. Ironically, of course, he's a super gentle, nice, quiet guy, but he's also 700 pounds.
A 700-pound puppy.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That's well, it's it was a great article in Maxim, and it's a great site and a great service you're providing.
Everybody, check it out. It's uglyny.com. If you're interested, you never know.
Believe me, we have met our listeners on thousands of occasions over the years. We've got a lot of new clients for you, Simon. Believe me.
We're a homely group. All right. Thank you, Simon. We appreciate
it. Morning.
All right. Bye now.
I always love making these phone calls where we give away the trips to see the K-Rock bands in great cities around the world. This time it's Pearl Jam in New York City. By the way, before you dial, Kevin, you know the qualifying prize for people all this week was Eddie Vedder solo at the Wiltern, right?
Right.
Well, he is coming down there to start the West Coast tour. He did a couple of warm-up secret shows here in Seattle this week.
Yeah.
And, boy, is that going to be fun for people who are lucky enough, like the people we gave the tickets to. He's doing a bunch of his songs, Pearl Jam songs, doing covers of Dylan, Bruce Springsteen songs, Tom Waits songs. I mean, he's just got an amazing set list that he's working through, and it's going to be a tremendous show. You don't get a chance to see Eddie by himself very often, and it's a totally different experience, of course, than the Pearl Jam one that we're sending you to in New York, but... good on you.
Yeah, good both. That would be fun.
No kidding.
So we are calling Los Angeles. We are giving away the grand prize, trip for two. That's your phone. Go ahead and answer it.
Hello.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Is this Melissa Blanchard?
Is this Melissa Blanchard?
It's Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm so good. How are you?
We are good.
Wow, you were so pleasant and so nice even before we told you who we were, which is very rare. Usually people hate it when somebody calls. They don't know who it is.
Well, not too many people called me at 7:15 in the morning, so I was hoping it was you.
Do you mind if we give out your number then?
No, please don't, but you're welcome to have it.
You got a grand prize trip for two to see Pearl Jam on June 24th and 25th. Round trip
so
airfare
excited.
For two, hotel, two Pearl Jam tickets, $500 spending cash, a trip to New York.
You guys rocked! You rocked! That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool.
That is the best news.
It is pretty awesome. We're actually jealous. Melissa, what is going on? Are you in a cockpit of an airplane that's going down, or what's going on here?
Tube of history?
My boyfriend just came out and said, you're not going to New York, but he's kidding.
Yeah, you just need to take someone else.
Exactly. Yeah, you just gave up your ticket. All right.
Well, Melissa, have you been to New York before?
I have been to New York before, and I love it.
Then you know how great it is. We're very jealous because we always have a great time when we get to go to New York to broadcast from there, and it is really one of the world's great cities. You're going to have an amazing time seeing Pearl Jam. And you know, there's only a handful of dates on this tour, so you're one of the lucky few who gets a chance to see them live this year.
I know. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. You know what else they have in New York?
What else?
Telephones. You can buy new phones.
And, was my phone that bad?
Well, it's hard to hear you if that's what you mean.
Oh, no.
But okay, fortunately, you're going someplace that'll sell you a new one.
Exactly. I will do that. I'll go square and buy a new one.
Have a great one, Melissa. And call us back afterwards and let us know how it was.
Oh, I will. Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In China, they're trying desperately to keep their pandas alive.
Hey.
And the Chengdu Panda Breeding and Research Center in southwestern province of Sichuan, is that how you say it?
Hey.
They're trying to figure out how to get their pandas to have sex because apparently they're dying off and they're not having sex.
This sounds like it should be funny, but it's actually very serious because there are very few pandas in the world, only a couple thousand left in the whole world, and they are just not procreating. They're not having sex, and they don't really know why, but they're trying all sorts of stuff. It seems like every few months we get another story about what they're trying to make the pandas have interest in each other.
They have trainers who lure male pandas up with an apple and get them to kind of dance on their back legs to strengthen them. So that if and when the opportunity comes up, they'll be able to have sex.
And then they put up two of them in the same cage, and then they check and see if they kind of like each other. Then they film it. I'm not making this up. And then they show the pandas having sex to other pandas that can't seem to figure it out.
Panda porn.
Panda porn.
Exactly.
Is what's going on in China.
So we needed to find out what's going on with the pandas and the pandats riding dirty. So we asked producer Lightning to line somebody up for us for the Panda Breeding and Research Center on the line right now. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ting Tong.
Ting Tong?
Ting Tong. Yes. Ting-tong.
Are you a trainer there at the Breeding and Research Center?
No, I'm a panda.
We are shocked.
What a surprise. You get the panda on the phone.
Really? You're answering the phone now?
Yes, because the other guy is out.
I see. Okay. All right.
So you're talking to Chengdu Panda Breeding Center.
Okay, good. That's okay. What we're looking for. All
who
right.
Do now, the panda breeding?
That's
Chengdu.
Correct, yes. That's right. Now, Ting Tong, you are a boy panda. Why aren't you nailing all those very sexy female pandas?
Because they hairy and smelly.
Yeah, but so are you.
Well, yeah, so are you.
Not as bad.
Really?
You ever smell female panda?
I can't say I have.
It's like somebody took a wet cashmere sweater and then buried it under 1,000 pounds of clams. Bad clams. Clams have been sitting in sun.
Yeah, I think we get that.
And then they take like Red Bull or something and pour it on top.
Yeah, that doesn't sound. That's not a good smell right there.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound attractive to us, but we're not pandas. I just think you guys are supposed to be genetically engineered to find the opposite sex attractive.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, you don't have the energy?
No.
But they have...
You know, I eat bamboo.
Right.
How much energy can you get eating bamboo? You make a fence out of that stuff. You don't eat it.
But they have a bunch of female pandas that they want you to mate with. They're saying, here you go, have at.
Yeah, but they're so incredible ugly.
They're ugly. I thought pandas are so cute. I thought everybody loves a panda. Oh,
they all look ugly.
Have they?
I need a panda with big cans.
Do those exist?
They should have a panda and give her fake boobs.
Oh, plastic
and then
surgery.
Then shave her ass.
I see. Huh.
I like it like hardwood floor, smooth and. Smooth and hard.
Yeah,
it's got to be kind of hard to find in your world. Yeah.
Yeah. Give her a bikini wax.
Now, have they tried the panda porn with you? Have you seen some panda porn?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And that doesn't do anything for you?
No, it's not kinky enough for me.
Not kinky
really?
Enough.
What do you want to see?
Two girls, one panda.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
You know, something with some bite to it.
They need to sweeten the pot a little. I got it.
I like it edgy.
Yeah. I don't see that happening anytime in the near future.
No.
Hello?
I want to get arrested for that. Hello? Ting?
Yeah.
Ting Tong?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you, Mr. Panda. In the story, it says that you're being put through rigorous sexercise programs.
Yes.
Kevin described that they try to get you to stand up a lot so that you strengthen your pelvic muscles. What else, other kind of things are they having you do?
They got me doing so many exercises. I'm too tired to scrump.
Oh, maybe that's their problem.
No, they have me on legs for apple,
mm-hmm.
trying to get that. They have me doing squat thrusts,
right.
and they also make me ride an exercise bicycle.
Really?
Oh, that's tough.
It is, because the bike has no handlebars.
Really? You can ride the bike without handlebars?
I can ride a bike wow. with no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride a bike.
Right, we get
that
it.
Song We've... blows.
It does. Yeah, you're right about that. So.
Can Aquabots.
It's
so,
not the Aquabots. It's the Flobots. The Flobots.
The Flobies. Bad haircuts, too.
How do you know about popular music there in China?
Cause.
What? I'm sorry, Ting?
I have iPod.
You have iPod?
Yay.
Okay,
I didn't realize that.
Made out of bamboo.
Okay.
Like everything else, right.
Right.
Well, listen, Tig, here's what we're saying. Pandas are beloved, and we don't want to see the species die out. So just take one for the team and just get busy and make some babies.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't have the natural rhythm for sex.
You don't have the natural rhythm.
I can't keep rhythm without a metronome, without a metronome.
We did do the grand prize drawing earlier this hour, as advertised here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Gave away that trip to see Pearl Jam in New York City. Who was our lucky winner, Kevin?
Melissa Blanchard from Los Angeles.
Congratulations, Melissa. Something else special for you starting at noon today on K-Rock. We're hooking you up with free tickets for a private party, a K-Rock party at Magic Mountain. So keep listening for details. 7:53, it's Friday. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Real quick announcement before I get to the showbiz news. This comes from our engineering department here at K-Rock.
Oh, no.
Will whoever borrowed a chair from the area that Lindsay previously sat, it needs to be returned. Each of the Aeron chairs are assets with assigned positions. We cannot swap them around. If you have a chair issue, you need to see Helen. Please do not take it upon yourself to swap furniture. Thank you, the director of engineering here at K-Rock. So I just wanted to give an announcement. Anyone who borrowed the chair that Lindsay used to sit in, please return it. You cannot just swap chairs around.
Can't do that. You can't take a chair from one place and just move it all willy-nilly to another place.
You people, what were you raised by, wolves?
What the hell?
What kind of people are you who would take a chair and sit in it without the proper assignment?
These chairs are assets.
For God's sake.
And they're assigned.
Ugh, I hate you people.
Ah, people make me sick.
No consideration for the propriety of chairmanship.
Why can't you swap them around? I'm sorry,
they're
I didn't follow
assigned!
That part of
it. Damn it, Bean. The Aeron chairs are assets. They are assigned and they have each have their position.
I'm sorry. Forgive me for asking.
What's
I just I didn't understand
with you?
That.
You can't just
I didn't
swap them
that.
Around.
That would be crazy.
The beginning of the end if that happens.
How about
anarchy?
How about staplers? What if I have a stapler and you have
no.
a stapler and we decide to swap staplers?
Stapler.
Can we do that?
I believe you have my stapler. That's my stapler.
You can't even go to somebody else's desk and use their stapler.
Excuse me. Sorry. I believe you have my stapler. I need my stapler back, please. Excuse me. Use
exactly.
me my stapler.
The better question is, why is Scott Mason not doing stuff that is important? And how did this
chairs
become?
Chairs aren't important?
I'm
Try
saying...
doing your show without sitting your fat ass in a chair, Kevin. Then you tell me what's important. Yeah, that's what I thought. Pipe down.
He's like the mall security guard. Takes himself super seriously.
If you have a chair issue,
yeah,
you need to see Helen. Apparently, there's a woman named Helen in charge of all the chair issues.
Yeah.
That's a bad job for Helen.
Helen, I have a chair issue. Well, join the club,
File
man.
File it in triplicate and have it on my desk by tomorrow.
Put
That's
your name on
we,
the list.
We put all the chairs in the chair issue file.
Helen, is it okay if I take it upon myself to swap furniture?
No, you cannot swap assets. They're
no,
assigned.
They are assigned. That's true.
Dear God. TMZ.com reports that Poison drummer Ricky Rocket was arrested by the LAPD as he was going through customs at LAX on Monday.
Move a chair around?
He apparently had a chair he wasn't supposed to have.
That's BS.
He was coming into the U.S. from New Zealand and was arrested on an outstanding felony charge from a warrant in Mississippi.
Not warrant, poison.
Oh, Gilligan.
For what?
Sexual assault.
Hmm.
Ooh. Okay, explain the pink.
I don't get that. Ricky Rocket.
I think he's talking about the sexual assault.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Because pink can sometimes be looked at
otherwise. Right.
He was taken to L.A. County Jail and booked, so sorry, Poison fans, but you're without a drummer for the time being. Ricky Rocket behind bars. I could be Ricky Rockman. That'd be so much better. Amy Winehouse says she's ready to try rehab again. Nah, you don't need it.
She seems to be doing well.
She says that she won't do it in London, however, because there's too much temptation. So her management has been looking at clinics in Israel and South Africa. If you have to go to Israel to get clean, maybe you just want to keep doing drugs. Seems like a lot of work to me. I don't know. That's just me. Speaking of drummers, as we were earlier with Ricky Rocket, Tommy Lee has just made history. The New York Post says he's now in the Guinness Book of World Records for biggest Schwanstucker.
I don't think that's what the record's for.
Longest a boat's ever been driven by a penis.
Nope.
No?
No, it's a new one.
Oh. Yes, apparently he got a tattoo in flight from Miami, from Los Angeles to Miami last Tuesday. Mario Barth did the work. He got a new tattoo of a peacock. And Guinness World Records deemed it was the highest location a tattoo had ever been created. Congratulations, Tommy Lee, on your new record of highest altitude tattoo.
So he didn't break someone's record. This is a new one.
It's a brand new
one. Because no one ever thought of it, and so what?
But if you're an astronaut.
But so what?
And
yeah,
next time you get one in the space show, you will crush that record. You will crush it.
And still so what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
Still so what? Justin Chambers of Grey's Anatomy was recently in the UCLA psych ward.
Who is that? I don't know.
I don't watch the show,
being
so
I'm
at a loss.
Dr. Alex Karev.
Ah, Alex Karev.
I don't know still who that is.
Is he McDrippy?
He's not one of the main...
He's one of the main guys.
Is he McScabby?
Yes, McScabby.
He nailed Izzy. He nailed Katherine Heigl last year on the show, you recall. He's the player, the kind of the badass
player. Oh, he's that like
player.
Plastic surgeon dude? I don't know.
No, he's not the plastic surgeon. All right, that's McScabby.
Is he McLimpy?
He's not McLimpy, no.
Is he...
He's McTired. He's the actor who went to the hospital because he couldn't sleep, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's found a solution to that. Alcohol.
Uh-oh.
Star Magazine says he was recently spotted drunk and incoherent at a bar in Palm Springs and started hitting on the waitress publicly despite having a wife and five children at home.
Yeah.
Five kids.
Reportedly, the waitress wasn't impressed by his drunken proposition. She was really not impressed after he knocked a handful of cash out of her hand and called her a bitch.
Yeah.
He showed her.
That's the Psycho Mike game. That's how you pick up a chick if you're Psycho Mike.
That's right.
This is a mess.
Sadly, Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn Spears are fighting.
Life and Style Weekly magazine
says that Jamie Lynn isn't interested in sharing any of her life or her pregnancy with her big sister, and Britney is ticked off at her because of it. I can see why Britney wouldn't want, would be upset that her baby sister didn't come over for mothering tips.
Sure, yeah.
Because, she's got it. She's got it worked out.
She has a lot of those tips. She's good at it. Experience.
And here's some interesting news. Former James Bond 007 Sir Sean Connery is reportedly considering a return to acting.
Oh, stop it. He says this once a year and then he takes a crap all over every offer he gets.
Of course, he starred famously as James Bond. And the last time he played Bond was 1983 in a movie called Never Say Never Again. Bond, of course, has no interest in reprising his famous role, but he said that he is considering a part in the new Bond movie as a villain.
Oh.
He said, I wouldn't mind coming back as a Bond villain, but I don't think they would pay me enough. They don't pay money for the other parts, only for the Bond character, although that wasn't the case when I was doing it, he said bitterly.
He's such an a-hole.
But apparently if they could scrape together enough cash, he would step out of retirement to play a James Bond villain, which I think would be pretty cool.
I think he'd be good at that.
Yeah.
I do too. He's a good actor. You know what's funny, though, is every time you do a story about Sean Connery, you're right, Ralph. He comes across as just a bitter, angry old guy. And this is a guy who's had mad love, mad props. He's won a freaking Oscar. He's had terrific roles.
He's always rich. He's got his
tremendous
own
respect.
In the Bahamas.
He's got everything.
It's not like he hasn't gotten his due.
He has never been paid enough in his mind for anything.
That's his big complaint, is that they don't pay him enough?
He's Scottish and he's cheap, and he doesn't get paid enough. But here's the thing. When he did Diamonds Are Forever, his last sort of regular Bond role, they gave him a paycheck of over, it was like $1.5 million or something. At the time, it was the biggest paycheck an actor had been given to a film up to that point. I think it was 1969, 1970 when they did it.
Hmm.
So he was being paid big cash.
Equal to what anyone
else.
But
now he must look at Daniel Craig getting $20 million a picture or something and just be cheesed off about it. That's what I'm guessing.
Makes sense, but...
Oh,
Craig Lake gives me the willies.
Good news. I'd like to announce the borrowed chair has been returned.
Oh, thank goodness.
Whoever borrowed the chair in the area that Lindsay previously sat, the chair has been returned. Apparently, the chair's assignment has been relocated, and now the chair is back where it belongs. So, Chair Watch 2008 is finally over. We finally have a resolution.
Great chair disaster has now been averted.
Finally, we have a...
This is good news, because there was talk about a lockdown, and none of us were going to be allowed to leave for the weekend unless they've resolved where this chair ended up.
The chair has been found, thank God. I just want to... We can breathe easily once again. The chair has been returned.
Why doesn't the engineer who wrote that email just look around, like, 20 feet from where the chair was? I'm sure it was right there.
I'd like to know who borrowed the chair without permission. Well, that's what I would like to know.
That person will never come forward.
This new statement does not identify the culprit, but I think we, as citizens of K-Rock, have a right to know who's around swiping our chairs. Because that person should be...
Shot.
Blackballed, at least.
Shot in the black balls.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Oh, you assume it's a black guy, huh?
No, they just might have black balls. Might be a white woman.
Ah.
You don't know.
White woman with black balls.
Exactly. Right. She's easy to spot.
Let's start looking for that.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Julia Stiles is 27 years old today. Guitarist Dave from The Killers, he's 32.
Doesn't have a last name.
Keuning.
I think you had it right the first time. Guitarist Dave
from The Killers is 32. Actor Vince Vaughn is 38. Diane Wiest, very talented actress. Don't speak. She is 60 years old today, and Ken Howard turned 64. Another very talented actor. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, it is your big birthday weekend. I don't know if you've already started celebrating, but I have in this bowl right here, Dreyer's chocolate chip cherry ice cream.
Oh, nice.
So the party's already begun at my house, but what do you got going on? What are you going to be doing for your big birthday tomorrow?
Party's already peaked at your house as well. I don't really have... plans.
You go to the Dodgers Red Sox, obviously. That'd be my choice if I were in town.
Is that baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
See, you think you don't have plans.
I don't
have plans. But you don't know, man.
I don't have plans.
Because you haven't seen the itinerary that Linus lays out every morning with your clothes for tomorrow. We've got your personal assistant, Linus, on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Linus. Whoa, what's going on here?
Right there. Hello?
Linus?
Hello, the other one of the Kevin at the Kevin Bean Show. How is Kevin at the Kevin Bean Show doing today?
I'm fine, Linus.
Hi, Kevin at the Kevin Bean Show. How are you?
Hi, what are you doing?
Happy pre-birthday.
I don't have a pre-birthday.
Oh, well, you don't, but I certainly
just
do.
Just a birthday tomorrow.
I certainly have pre-birthday preparations that need to be made. And I'm telling you, we are well in the swing of things, getting ready for tomorrow, the kickoff of Kevin of the Kevin Bean Show birthday week.
I don't have a birthday week.
It's a whole week.
I barely recognize my birthday. I don't...
Oh, Kevin, don't be so modest. Kevin at the Kevin Bean Show.
We've talked to you from time on the show, and what people don't realize is that Kevin has a full-time personal assistant
who
runs every aspect of his daily schedule.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, and I also work for Kevin and Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show's wife, Mrs. Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sure.
And I run their itinerary and also in charge of all the preparations for big events like this one, which is, of course, Kevin and the Kevin and Bean Show birthday week. It has to be taller.
What has to be taller?
What are you doing?
We are in the back 40 acres of Kevin's palatial estate. of the five, this is the one closest to the city because we decided to have a big bash up here. And right now, the construction crews are putting together a pyramid of gold bricks that reach up to the sun.
A pyramid of gold bricks.
We raise Kevin up on the morning of his birth. Tomorrow early, when the sun rises, he will be climbing stairs made of solid gold bricks. And he will go all the way to the top of the pyramid made from solid gold and sit in a throne made from bald eagles. And there he shall sit there as the sun greets him. The sun rises to greet him on the day of his birth, and that kicks off our week-long celebration for Kevin of the Kevin of Beach Show's birthday week.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a beautiful, beautiful way to start
it's
the day.
What
other kinds
amazing
of...
amazing festivity. The party starts tomorrow. We have 4,000 guests coming in from all over the world.
I don't know 4,000 people.
Oh, Kevin of the Kevin of Beach Show, don't be so modest. Of course you do. Where all the big stars will be there. Carrot Top's coming in, and everyone that Kevin plays poker with. Ray Liotta and Joe Piscopo
I don't play poker with any of those
Peter,
guys.
Paul, and Mary.
Nope.
All of them are going to be here. It's going to be spectacular.
Okay. No.
All right. So is there some sort of a party that's planned with entertainment? Anything?
It's a week-long celebration. The other one, haven't you been listening?
I'm sorry. I missed that then.
Would you please stack the gold brick higher?
Wow.
The sun has to strike him at exactly the time it comes up. And where is the crown made of golden thorns? Where is that?
Oh, stop it. There's no crown of golden thorns.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a big party. 4,000 people coming in, and we start off with a feast, of course. We're going to be eating albino lions tomorrow. There's only two left in the world, but Mrs. Kevin of the Kevin Bean Show was able to get a hold of them. We're going to be carving up and eating rare white lions.
I do not want to eat a lion.
Yes, you do. You wanted it. That's what you said you must have on your birthday.
I did no such thing.
I want to eat something that is rare and endangered.
I didn't say
that. I want to prove my manhood by killing something that will never live again on this planet. I remember specifically you said that.
I didn't say that.
You said that that's why we made this world of bald eagles. And they're not even plucked eagles or dead eagles. They're blind eagles. Strapped together with bailing wire.
Well, the truth is that Kevin does hate nature and the environment, so this is consistent for him.
How's that?
One second, the helicopter's landing.
Helicopter.
Oh, he's here. Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney is here to preside over the whole ceremony.
What?
It's going to be amazing. Kevin has always told me how much he loves Dick.
I don't think that's what he...
Oh, crap. You mean this isn't the right dick?
You may have misunderstood that.
Is there a different dick I should have invited?
Get rid of the vice president before the party, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. Thank Kevin you. Apparently doesn't want you at his party.
Well, don't tell him that.
So...
He doesn't seem too upset.
Okay, good. I'm glad you
enjoy your birthday, Kevin, at the Kevin and Bean
all
Show.
All right, I sure will.
Enjoy the party all week long.
I will. Bye now.
It's Friday morning. Ralph's here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, party people, there's about 4 new major motion pictures in theaters around the Southland this weekend. Let's take a look at each of them, shall we? Stop Loss opens this weekend.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan.
No, you figured I'd just get that out of the way right up front.
No, don't even play
actually,
it.
Actually, I was going to ask for it at one point. So you ruined the comedy now.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Stop Loss is the story of a young GI who has a receding hairline, and so he has to go to the RX and get himself some Propecia.
I don't
try to
so.
Take think, to keep the hair from falling out, and he gets very angry. And he's like, I fulfilled my allegiance to my hair. My hair is deserting me.
No.
He's very
you
upset.
You are mixed up, Ralph. This is a guy who thinks he's done with his tour of duty in Iraq and gets sent back there and protests against it.
Yeah, it's very different.
I like mine
different
better. Movie. Ryan Phillippe stars as Brandon, a young soldier who's told after he's fulfilled his obligation to the Army that he has been called back to do another tour of duty in Iraq, and he is not happy about that. Here's Ryan Phillippe in a scene where he is told that his service is not as over as he thought it was.
I'm getting out today.
Brandon Leonard King?
Yes.
Out to the 1st Brigade on the 22nd.
This is a mistake.
It's all there. You leave on the 22nd, shipping back to Iraq. Subsection 12305, Title 10, by the authority of the President. You've been stop lost.
Booyaka.
Bad news right there,
he added.
Did he say booyaka?
Booyaka. Abbey Cornish also stars in the film, along with Channing Tatum and Timothy Oliphant. Pretty good cast in this film. I don't know if America is into going to see a movie about a horrible situation that they have to live with every day and watch on the news every night. That's why I think none of these films about the Iraq War have really responded.
It's been tough for every one of those.
Yeah. It's hard to resonate with a country that is already weary of the situation. It has been for 5 years now, you know?
Yeah.
We brought that up with Ryan Phillippe on the phone yesterday, and he said the difference between my movie and those is that this movie doesn't suck. So he seems to think that it'll win just because it's well done.
And I hope he's right. I like him a lot as an actor, and I hope this movie is successful for him. I'll be curious to see how it performs at the box office this weekend. Run, Fat Boy, Run also opens this weekend. The story of our very own Omar Khan, who is training for the Los Angeles Marathon.
How are you going
to
do that?
So apparently, here's a scene where Omar is on the phone talking to his trainer to see if he could possibly be ready for the LA Marathon time. Yeah, now he doesn't have it ready, right?
I know.
F you, Psycho Mike, you piece of F.
You've been jamming that clip.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of some for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude. All right? So I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right?
Good.
I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. Everything's going to go out smoothly, dude. Double cross. Yeah. All right, man. I got to go. Later.
He's planning on cheating to win the marathon, apparently.
I don't think Omar's in this movie. Again, I think you're confused, Ralph.
What?
This one, I think, is a different film.
I would make so much better films than these people.
Guys, go to YouTube and look up Cucamonga Heat. You will laugh.
Actually, Run, Fat Boy, Run is the movie I'm most looking forward to this weekend. If you're a Simon Pegg fan like I am...
Who is that?
If you enjoyed... Shaun of the
Hot
Dead.
Fuzz?
Oh, I like both of those.
Or if you enjoyed Hot Fuzz, you have enjoyed the work of Mr. Simon Pegg, who is a very talented British comedian. In this film, he plays a young man who runs out on his fiancée, played by the lovely and talented Tandy Newton.
Hot.
And he has to try to prove himself back to her when she gets a new boyfriend. He realizes he's made a huge mistake by ending his relationship with her. She's got a new boyfriend who is a built, shredded stud, played by Hank Azaria. In all his muscular glory.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so in order to prove himself, he is going to run a marathon in order to show that he is not the tubby, out-of-shape loser that she considers him to be.
Well, that sounds dumb.
No, it's not. It's very funny.
Is it?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I've seen clips from it, and it looks
It does look very funny.
All right.
Here's a scene where Hank Azaria is talking to Simon Pegg about the very same marathon that he decides to run.
You ever run a marathon before?
No, why?
Pretty grueling.
Well, yeah, that's why they call it a marathon.
Yeah, actually, technically, it's called a marathon because of the events of 490 BC. There was a Greek soldier named Phaeus.
Can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
I've got nothing to say. I just wanted to stop you.
Well, that sounds good now.
Yeah. Sadly, it is directed by David Schwimmer, which gives me some pause. However, on the upside, he does not appear in this film.
Has he directed anything else?
Plus. He directed another feature film as well, yeah.
Is he considered okay?
I think with this crew of talent, and from what I understand, Simon Pegg did a lot of doctoring to the script. He also co-wrote both Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, well, that's good news.
So I think his participation in the film guarantees that there will be some laughs in it as well. So that's the movie I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend.
I have a quick question for Kevin. You've seen and enjoyed both of Simon Pegg's other movies. Yeah. You've met him on at least one occasion. I've interviewed him on the show. How do you still not have any idea who it is when Ralph says Simon Pegg is in this movie?
Recognize the name, dude. You know.
You know.
Did I see one of his movies in the last 24 hours?
I wonder how many impressions, including in-person impressions, a person has to make before you can identify who they are.
Is he in the room now with Kevin? Then no, Kevin doesn't know.
You
him.
Know that okay. number is high.
Yes. All right.
As am I.
21
this
also
looks
opens
good.
This weekend. This is the story of a DJ who has been at K-Rock for a number of years, who has a line that he draws of women, the age of a woman that he will not date beyond the age of 21. He draws the line there. It's only 20 or below is the cutoff for him to date a young lady.
That's not that's
story
not what this
of
is.
A young DJ who just has a firm line drawn in the sand of he will not date a girl any older than 21.
Yeah, that's not... That's not what this is.
No, actually, this film is about the game of 21, Black Jackets, also known as a story of gifted MIT students, the true story, who learn how to count cards at the blackjack tables and beat Vegas at their own game. And Vegas is not pleased.
Not happy about it.
With that. What a cast. Kevin Spacey, Kate Bosworth, Lawrence Fishburne, Jim Sturgess. Kevin Spacey at his angry, creepy best in this film. Here he plays the teacher at MIT who recruits the students for the scam. And in this scene, he is yelling at Jim Sturgess, who has managed somehow to get a little full of himself and blow $200,000 at a blackjack table.
Ouch.
Let me make one thing clear to you. I am not your father. You are not my friend. This is a business. You were only as good to me as the money you make, and right now it's not worth a hell of a lot. You're going to give me back everything you lost.
No, I can't do that. That money was for Harvard. I have made you so much more than what I just lost.
It doesn't matter, Ben. You had very clear instructions, and you didn't follow them. You didn't do your job. You weren't counting. You were gambling.
He doesn't seem nice.
I love Spacey when he's angry.
I do, too.
Yeah.
No one's swimming with sharks. Did you ever see that movie?
Where I did, actually.
Frank Whaley plays his personal assistant, and he's a movie producer. Just... almost uncomfortably evil and bullying and just intense. Yeah.
He really plays that role well.
He does it spectacularly. And lastly, this weekend, superhero movie. It is one of those spoof films, much like Scary Movie or Teen Movie or Love Movie or any of those movies.
We should talk to Leslie Nielsen.
How about the basketball game?
How about the basketball game, huh?
Talk to him.
Ordinarily, this is the kind of movie I would mock mercilessly.
But?
But, unfortunately, they're hitting me where I live. Because it's a spoof of all the superhero movies.
That's
true. It's a spoof of Spider-Man and Fantastic Four and X-Men and all those kind of movies. And you know the inner comic book geek in me is screaming and dying to see this film.
You're going to have to go.
So I'm going to have to go. I got no choice. Here's a scene from the film where Leslie Nielsen discovers that his nephew, a la Peter Parker, has superpowers.
Oh, my God. How did you do that?
It's easier than it looks.
No, I don't think so. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
I think I have superpowers.
I find that hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about this? Go ahead and throw as many punches as you want. I bet you $100 you don't land one.
See, he hits him and eats him right away. See, in the early part there, he had a nail gun, and the kid caught a nail out of the air.
Right.
And then he says, it's easy, and then he shoots the other black
shoots
dude,
the other guy,
right, in the leg. And
he also punches the other dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks funny.
See?
Looks funny.
That's what I'm saying. Kevin and I are on the same page for superhero movie. Well, and like Leslie this. Nielsen stars in it.
What are you going to do? It's...
And we know we love Leslie Nielsen. And we also do good work on honeymoons.
That's
correct. If you're listening, Leslie.
Also true.
We have no idea what that means, but you asked us, and so I'm going along.
I know you have a very busy weekend with the birthday plans, but you should have Linus try to get you some tickets for that movie. Go see the Leslie Nielsen film.
Oh, don't really know.
At some point.
Linus is building a movie theater on Kevin's property as we speak. Okay. All four of these films will be showing in first-run rotation during Kevin's week-long birthday celebration.
Okay. No plans.
What if Kevin wakes up and he's at the wrong house, though? What if Linus has the movie theater built at the one house at the beach or something, and then Kevin's someplace else?
Well, there's a series of pneumatic tubes.
Are you guys finished?
From mansion to mansion to mansion, and they just have to put Kevin in a capsule. And then, boom, they just send
the helicopter
the
took too long to get back and forth.
And he just flies through the tube and shows up where he's supposed to be.
This is f***ing retarded.
What do you call that tube, Ralph?
The tube of history. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman's movie beat.
First of the Kevin and Bean Afro line on the air, 323-520-AFRO. You call us, leave a message, we play it on the air for you.
You know that listener Dave that calls all the time? Very excited about Jericho?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean, listener Dave.
Uh-oh.
It's over. Jericho is over. Why are you bad, America?
Is it over for good? Did they pull the plug for good or just this season?
Yeah, they sure did.
Did they?
It's gone. Well, they had the big campaign where they sent nuts and then they brought it back and the ratings are about half of what they were before the ratings were so low that they canceled it last season.
Ouch.
So it's not coming back.
I can turn the dial on my radio, my radio. Why do you play that stupid crap about freaking handlebars? It's a freaking problem, you a-holes.
Oh, you don't know, man. You don't know.
You'd be surprised at the request we get for the Flowbots. I'm not kidding.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Want to hear something? Number one request.
Hot song, man.
Number one request. So beat up your fellow K-Rock fans if you're not happy about that.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Dude, I was watching Sports Center. And they were saying NCAA Women's Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And it's like a joke, right? Like the women playing basketball? No.
It is hilarious that that's going on, and they should never in a million years do it at the same time as the men's, because who's going to pay attention to it?
Yeah, you'd think they would alter it just a little, schedule-wise.
Absolutely, yeah.
But no.
The San Francisco Tez Dispenser. A whole bunch of Jolly Ranchers, a tube of KY jelly, and Psycho Mike's asshole.
All right, thanks a lot for that.
Wow. Wow.
Got a couple of people doing their own show.
Hey, guys. This is Tristan.
And I'm Victor.
We just want to talk about some of our serious issues in today's economy. Bean is gay. Bean is gay.
The gas prices are sky high.
So high.
We want to give a shout out to strippers across America.
I think I would listen to their show over ours.
I would too. Anybody that's that high, I'm in on.
Hey, I wanted to say that new traffic chick sounds kind of hot. Yeah. I'd like to hit that Gianna spot, if you know what I'm saying. yeah.
I'm sure she's very impressed.
Watching Bowen. Watching Bowen. Watching Bowen.
Yes.
Ever since the month of March of Bow Bow began on the Kevin and Bean Show, we've been receiving a bunch of emails and apparently now phone calls from people whose kids have picked it up. And they don't really, I don't think they know what the music is in reference
to.
Maybe they do. But the parents are not pleased with us for introducing their children to porno sound effects at the age of like three.
Hey, I just heard the news. Happy birthday, Kevin. You suck.
Oh.
Wow.
How are you going to treat me like that?
Why are you bad, America?
Cuban, it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Do you think this comedy in the maimed and mangled?
Yes.
I do.
Yes is the answer.
I think so.
I was just asking if we should be covering the landmine, Miss Landmine pageant that's going on in Angola. That's
no,
all.
You didn't want to cover it. You wanted to mock it somehow. And these are women who have been had limbs blown off by landmines in their home country.
But are they calling it the Miss Landmine competition? Because if
no,
so, I mean.
They're calling it Miss Landmine Survival. Driver. That's the name of the pet.
Yeah. No, come on, make some jokes, Kevin. Make some jokes. Go ahead.
You have been a good time. Never made it. You've never made any jokes about people who get their limbs blown off. Heather Mills, right?
Heather Mills is a gold digging whore who has led a life of leisure her entire life. Who has been had everything handed to her. I have no problem mocking that bitch. But just regular women in Angola who have stumbled across landmines and had limbs blown off, maybe even I don't see the humor in that beam.
But they're still hot, though. I'm just saying.
Let me need to appear on your blog. I'm afraid that's...
It's not going to make me happy.
I don't think so, no.
All right. Daryl Hammond after the news at 9. He's very, very funny. 8:54, Ralph's here with our final showbiz beat of the week.
Dr. Pepper has offered to give everyone in America a free can of soda if Axl Rose will finally release Chinese Democracy, his long-awaited Guns N' Roses album.
Yeah, well, that's safe. And Beat will give everyone a BJ. That's safe. He's not doing
what?
It.
What
He's not
that?
Ever going to come out with that CD. It's never going to come out. Chinese Democracy, never, ever, ever, never.
He is kind of holding America hostage with it.
I don't think so. I don't think very many people care.
The CD has been in the works for 17 years.
Okay, really? Let's just give up on it.
So far, the record company has spent over $13 million in its development and has yet not heard one note.
He hasn't played any of the songs for the record company or anything?
No.
Wow. He crazy.
No one's heard. Dr. Pepper, though, will give you a can of soda if he releases it now.
All right.
Looks like we're all going to go thirsty.
Yes, it does.
Axl responded on his website saying he was flattered by the interest, surprised and happy to have the support. And he said, since Buckethead's performances are on our album, I'll share my Dr. Pepper with him. See, Dr. Pepper said they weren't going to give a can of soda to Slash or Buckethead because they left the band. But Axl said he will generously share some of his Dr. Pepper with Buckethead.
I like that Dr. Pepper is going to give a Dr. Pepper to everyone in the country.
Except for Slash
except
and Buckethead.
For two guys.
That's right. Burn! Everybody's being around him just sipping on a cold Dr. Pepper. They're just standing there all parched.
We want one.
What a burn, man.
Sweet.
Speaking of bands that no one cares that much about anymore, Poison's drummer Ricky Rocket was arrested by the LAPD while going through customs at LAX on Monday.
Uh-oh.
Ricky was coming into the U.S. from New Zealand and was arrested on an outstanding felony charge of sexual assault. The warrant stemmed from the state of Mississippi. He was taken into custody and is currently in the L.A. County Jail. So, I guess, do we have an extradition agreement with Mississippi?
I don't know.
I guess we do. Send him back there.
String him up.
That's what they do in Mississippi to most people.
That's what they do.
String them up.
Cojones.
By the cojones. Jack Nicholson's getting some grief because some photos have appeared in the internet this week of him vacationing in St. Bart's in the Caribbean. And he is looking beefy. He's a 70-year-old dude who eats what he wants, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are calling him fat and mocking him. However, I would still draw your attention to the fact that in several of these photos, he has several nice, nubile, bikini-clad young ladies who are more than willing to keep him company at 70 and fat.
And looking like that, yeah.
And I ask you, if you could eat whatever you wanted and just let yourself go and be a big sloppy mess and still bang hot chicks in bikinis, would you do so?
Psycho Mike shaking his head, no. No way, man. I would stay in perfect shape.
I'm ripped.
For myself. I do it for me. And my gay friends.
Well, I would choose to go Jack's way.
Sure.
Because Jack's the man. And here's some American Idol news.
Oh, great.
Catherine McPhee, one of our favorites. The beautiful and talented young lady who was, of course, in the competition. Was it last year or the year before?
Year before, I think.
2 years. She's got a new gig. She is the new face of Neutrogena.
Yeah.
Apparently, she will promote the line of face care products. There's several creams and lotions, apparently, that she likes to use on her face. That, what?
That Good morning, Ralph. This is Gene Simmons.
That Neutrogena manufactures, and apparently it's all natural. It's a natural protein-based, apparently, facial. It's a protein facial, apparently.
Come on, Ralph.
How is it delivered?
There's a system. There's a tube system, I believe.
Come on. Really?
Comes in a tube.
What's that tube called?
The tube of history.
You can never let it show on your face.
Well, that's the idea.
Good advice.
We could see new ads featuring Catherine in May. How mature are we?
Very.
And Michael Johns, one of the current contestants on American Idol, apparently was good childhood friends with Heath Ledger. They were both born in Perth, Australia. Went to movies and concerts together growing up. And in fact, last week, Michael Johns mysteriously dedicated his performance to the death of a close friend. At the time, none of us realized he was talking about Heath Ledger.
Was that when he did A Day in the Life and they railed on him for what a poor song choice it was? And he said, I don't care. I have personal reasons. I have to do this song.
Yeah. He said he was dedicating it to a friend, and apparently it was in the memory of Heath Ledger. So that was pretty cool. And lastly, the legendary Sir Sean Connery, best known, of course, for originating the role of James Bond in the movies. He currently is in retirement. He wouldn't come out to do the last Indiana Jones movie starring Harrison Ford. He would not reprise his role as Indy's father. However, the 77-year-old actor says he is considering stepping out of retirement to play a James Bond villain in the new Bond movie.
That'd be cool. Is someone asking him to do that?
I believe, if not in consideration for this film, maybe the next. He said, I wouldn't mind coming back as a Bond villain, but I don't think they'll pay me enough. They don't pay the money for the other parts, only for the Bond character, although that wasn't the case when I was doing it. He added grumpily.
Wow.
So I guess if they write a big enough check, he will play a Bond villain, which I think would be pretty cool to see new Bond.
It would never happen, right? Where a Bond plays a villain in a Bond movie?
Trying to think of any of the previous Bonds have ever appeared in a Bond movie of their successor, but I don't believe so. No.
Never seen somebody, we were talking about this earlier, who's more successful and has more and is more bitter.
Guy's won an Oscar, has had a huge career.
Just
ugly
bitter.
He's a box office, major box office draw, well into his 70s. He's still making hit movies.
Hates.
Has no reason, really, to be unhappy.
No.
Very unhappy.
Yet he does seem cranky at best. Today's celebrity birthday.
Why are you bad, America?
I don't know, America. Why are you bad? So funny that Jericho's canceled. I had no idea. I said to Dave, is he really canceled?
Yes. I didn't know either. I just thought he was kidding.
So did they resolve it at all? Well, we know who dropped the bombs, but now there's a civil war in America, and we'll never know who wins. I said bet on the North. I don't know what he was talking about. But today's celebrity birthdays, actor Ken Howard, most recently in Kane, the Jimmy Smith series that I enjoyed a bunch, but I believe it is now rooming with Jericho.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
As they say.
Why are you bad, America?
He is 64 years old today. Actor Vince Vaughn is 38. Wow. Vince. I'm going to take a nap.
He's looked 58 for 20 years.
I'm going to get some of that Neutrogena that Catherine McPhee uses. Put that on your face. Julia Stiles is 27 years old today. And some other people were born.
Doesn't matter.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Look, here's all I'm saying, Kevin, is if you judge how big a star is on how big an automobile he demands to be driven to an interview in, then Daryl Hammond is the biggest star in the history of the world, ladies and gentlemen. He does win.
That's right. Daryl Hammond, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
You're rolling deep this morning, Mr. Hammond.
God,
wow.
That is a pretty big boat, isn't it?
We thought you were going to be late because they told us the car you were in was so long that they couldn't get turned around. You had to go around the block like six times.
That's right. That's
right. Closed down Olympic Avenue just to make you so you can make a turn.
Olympic and is it Pico?
Sure.
Yes. Pico is stalled.
Is it still closed?
It's all closed. Olympic and Pico. Big problem today. I hadn't planned on it, but look what's happened. What a morning.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
How's it going, Daryl?
A fair to partly cloudy, and that's not that bad.
Not that bad, all right.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
What's the topic?
Daryl,
yes, sir.
I was just going to tell the kids that, of course, we know we love you from your 13 years on SNL. Uh-huh. You're still there, still working, but you're in town at the Irvine Improv this weekend. In fact, you're doing a show tonight and tomorrow night at the Irvine Improv at the Spectrum. Daryl is great on stage. We cannot recommend his show more highly than we are recommending it now for people to go out.
Although he especially loves it when he's doing an impression of someone, if you shout out in the middle of his impression another one that you'd like to hear.
Yeah, that's
always really
good.
There's nothing
that
spurs a comedian on more than that, right?
Well, you like to have your setup interrupted if you can get it.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Someone just chip a golf ball up there on stage and like, oh, wow, hey. Okay, guess there are no birthdays.
Daryl, let me ask you this. Since the last time we had you in, it was all the writer's strike nonsense. That has to feel like death on a stick for a show like yours, like SNL, that's so topical and so is excited about getting in there and making fun of the news, to be sitting by the television without any outlet, without any way to do it.
Yeah, and the strangest thing about that was that no one really, at least in my part of the earth, really knew when that thing was going to end. I mean, you're like, well, I'd like to book some day. Or I'd like to do this, or I'd like to do that, and you know, you always have these optimistic managers and agents who don't want their world to collapse, and they're saying, "No, the word is, it will end in a couple of weeks.
So guys like you can't go out and do a lot of comedy because you might need to be back at work.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right. So, yeah, so that was an interesting time.
Because once the strike ended, you were essentially, they said, okay, it's over. We took the vote. We're going back to work. We need you here tomorrow. I mean, it was that kind of deal. You had to be available.
That's right. That's right. You had to be available. And that was, I mean, you just get a phone call and then 2 days later you're back. Yeah.
Now, John McCain has been good for you this season. It's good news for you. I mean, you always have somebody. You always are the Clinton guy or the Gore guy or something, and it looks like McCain is going to be your bread and butter for a few years if it goes well for him, right?
Well, I mean, you know, that's what people were telling me the other night. I mean, we put him out there for the first time, and it went pretty well, but he's a good guy and impressive dude. You know?
I didn't see that one. I didn't see your impression of him. Is it? Have you been working on it for a long time?
No, I haven't.
Just whipped it up?
Yeah, I just whipped it up. Frank and I were working on it in the car.
It's like to have talent. That's what it's like to have talent right there.
Sure.
Just whip it up.
Now, you've described the process, which I find so fascinating, about how you take these voices apart and learn them. What, right. What struck you about John McCain? What's his hook? Just that he's really, really old?
No. nobody ever – first of all, whenever I do someone, it seems like I always have these obscure tapes. Like, can I get this tape?
Yeah, sure.
All right, sorry.
He's going to put his headphones down. He's going to walk over and grab a tape out of his bag.
I always have these obscure tapes.
Still talking, not near the mic.
Not near the mic. These tapes are always obscure. Let's see.
I think we've established that the tapes are obscure.
Coming right back over.
Okay, now he's coming over. Oh, he has an old-fashioned, like a little tape recorder with a cassette tape. Remember when those were popular?
Yeah.
The tape is obscure, Daryl? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, it's obscure.
Right?
I don't think it ever existed before today, in fact.
Now, what's on there? You got some McCain speeches on there, something that you learned from?
Well, I always try to find out what the boundaries are vocally.
Okay.
Like last time I was on, you probably don't remember because you've had so many days since then, but I was doing this little thing from a John Edwards tape.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
You remember that?
Right. Yes,
you were working on Edwards, right?
Yeah, well, it's like, when he was going, I'm sorry I can't be there in person. So that was what we were doing. But listen, let me see if I can find something here for you.
All right. Now he's rewinding the tape.
Stop.
This is keeping people updated.
The scenes. This is magic.
Stop it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Here it comes.
I will debate and argue all day long about my fundamental conservative philosophy.
So I start with something like that, because that's as far out as he can. I will debate and argue all day long about my fundamental conservative philosophy. So I start with the boundaries. How far will he go vocally?
How high, how low, how extreme?
High, how low, and then what's the lowest? Like, you know, he's at his best to me, because he's a funny guy. And he's like at his best when he's lower, like, you know, I don't really think this is a scandal. The fact of the matter is that, you know.
That's good.
Do you hope that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama aren't president just because it would be – can you even do an impression of either of them? Not Hillary,
no,
of course,
I can't.
But.
And, yes, I that's how I make all my
– No, but I'm
that's
saying –
That's how you vote. You vote on who you can do.
But I'm right. saying, hasn't it been a sweet 8 years? If you don't look at it from any other standpoint except for people who are paid to do comedy
– Mm-hmm.
It's been a sweet 8 years.
Yeah, and listen, you think I'm kidding, but I'm not. I secretly...
That's how you vote?
Of
you
course,
vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a write-in ballot for Regis a couple of years ago, because I thought he would be a very fun commander-in-chief. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's true.
Now, what about the one other thing about Senator McCain that some people have looked at as a negative, others think it's great that he's so passionate, is that he's got that temper. He's got that hot button that, you know, you can push him and he will blow up at you. Have you been able to use that at all?
Well, we haven't, you know, we only put it out there one time before, and we were sort of doing him in that joking mode. But I mean, I do think people like that. I mean, the guy's not kidding. You know, he's really not an actor. I mean, that's a man standing out there. He particularly gets passionate when he talks about matters of national defense.
Sure,
and it's appealing.
I just hope there's someone between him and the button. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he has a temper, you don't really want anyone flying off the handle.
Well, unless
that's
it's,
all I'm saying.
Unless it's necessary. And wait, I didn't say that.
But, I heard you.
But you know what I'm talking about.
It's funny though, with all the ups and downs you've seen in the 13 years at Saturday Night Live, it's definitely on an upswing right now. You guys just had a big cover story on Entertainment Weekly a couple weeks ago where they talked about how the sketches that you guys are doing with Hillary and Barack are really kind of shaping the way people are perceiving those candidates, and it must be so gratifying for you to see that that impact again.
Well, that's really startling though, if you think about it, that we're shaping the way that, I mean, you know, we like to think we're comedians, but it, yeah, I mean. When I did that McCain thing, I got a really a lot of play on the news channels. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I can't believe how powerful this show has become.
Maybe you're the only one that does him. Does anyone else do John McCain?
I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens. But we're going to be back on there next week, and I expect we'll do something again.
We were really surprised, and we talked about it on this show, Daryl. If you're just joining us, by the way, Daryl Hammond in the studio this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. He'll be at the Irvine Improv tonight and tomorrow night. Go see him live. We were really surprised to see Senator Clinton. Of course, we knew why she did the show, because she wanted the publicity, and it was ahead of Super Tuesday. But she was sitting there on the set while you guys were savaging her. I mean, that impression that Amy does can be really negative toward Hillary, I think. And she was sitting right there taking it.
That's the strangest thing. You know, I mean, I've done impressions of people for that person. I've stood right there, and they sit there and laugh and laugh and laugh, and it can't be, you know, more surreal than that, really.
Right, but you're usually not as cruel as those skits were in front of. I mean, they made her look horrible. That was fun. I mean, it was funny, but you want to vote for her just so she'll stop yelling is not exactly what you want as a candidate, you know?
No, can't be what she wants to hear.
You know?
She takes a good punch, no question about it. No question about it.
All right. Daryl Hammond is here. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back in a few minutes on the world famous. Your phone calls are next at 1-800-520-1067, the final edition of Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, and we'll do that in about 10 minutes.
Final edition just for the week, though. We're still coming back. Okay, good.
We think.
And Mr. Daryl Hammond is in the studio. He'll stick around, I'm sure, if we ask nicely.
Absolutely.
So if you have questions or calls for him or for any of us on the show, get on the air, get a prize. Daryl's, of course, going to be at the Irvine Improv tonight with two shows at 8 and 10, and then tomorrow night, the Kevin birthday edition of the Daryl Hammond Live Stage Show at 7 and 9. You should definitely get those tickets. Call 949-854-5455. Who's the hottest chick in the SNL cast these days, Daryl? Who would you say is just the one that drives the boys crazy?
Well, I think they're all fair of face and figure over there. It's a very attractive group of people.
That's a politically correct answer. Come on.
It is.
Come on.
Where would I have learned to do that?
Exactly.
Bean can only pick from Saturday Night Live cast members and newscasters. That's his whole world. So hot chicks to him, like, it has to be.
I'd like to hear
those
the
are the best girls.
Who's the top three?
Top three, Bean.
Well, one of my all-time crushes in the
Barbara
history of my
Walters.
Life ever was Tina Fey, and I was so excited to see her back this year because I love her so much. I mean, to me, Tina Fey would be the perfect girlfriend, like so smart and so funny and so pretty all at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a goddess, I think. Of course, I have a crush on Amy Poehler. She's amazing. But I'm really hot, especially this season for some reason. Kristen is the one that's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
I love her, too.
Yeah. Have you told her that? Should I pass that along?
No. Please don't say anything.
No.
Don't tell anyone.
He's got restraining orders and stuff.
She's so awesome. See, why are so, Daryl, you're a professional. You've been doing this forever. Why are there so few women like the women you find for Saturday Night Live? Why are there so few who do the equivalent of what the man comedians do that are
Why are women so funny? Is that what you're asking, Bean?
Why are there so few women like the ones you have on your show in the rest of show business? It doesn't seem like there's that many.
Well, you know, my socks didn't match today, and that's like the third or fourth time this year. And so I don't think I'm the brightest bulb in the chandelier. But I don't know why that is, and I don't know that I can comment on that. I think that we have, it's year after year after year, we have these great talents, you know, and we've got that now.
What's the process like at Saturday Night Live? Are there people constantly coming in and trying out? I mean, is there always that happening, or do you wait?
Are you kidding? There's 10 people in the credits every week you've never heard of or will ever see on the show.
Yeah, there's. I believe that there are auditions every year, maybe more than one time. You know, people taking a look at who's out there.
I'd love to see those tapes. I'd love to see the tapes of the bad ones.
Yeah,
you know, people that think they can do impressions, the people that think they're funny.
And
you need to get some of those.
Yeah, and they're probably pretty dank.
The hot chicks that are dumb. Come on, you need to send some of that stuff over.
Right.
I'm saying you need to send us some lowlights.
Okay, I'll ask about that.
All right.
And about Kristen when I get back.
Oh, I love her so much. By the way, there are probably also a lot of people who are very talented, very funny people who that show is just not the right showcase for. And, you know, we've known people like our friend Jay Moore, who's one of the funniest people in the world, who wasn't a good fit for Saturday Night Live for whatever reason. That happens, too.
There are a number of them over time that I've heard about, and I agree. I don't know. I don't think it's for everybody. I just don't think it is. It's, you know, SNL is about speed. It's about fast. I mean, if you're lucky, you're going to get 2 days to come up with your impression or your character or something. It's about being really quick. It's about you come in on Saturday morning, you're doing Dick Cheney, and then Saturday afternoon, you're doing Geraldo. I mean, and then it switches back again, and then there's some foreign language in there. And then, I mean, I've had things fall on me, glue in my eye. I mean, it's about being quick.
But you're like the Godfather now. I mean, you sit there and they come in and they try out, and then if they're not good, you have them killed. Right? I mean, yeah. Off with his head.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that what you do now?
Henry VIII. Kill him!
Speaking of Vice President Dick Cheney, did you see the latest interview, the latest sit-down interview that he had with ABC News the other morning?
No, I have not.
I love a contentious politician.
Mm-hmm. You'll love this clip so much, talking about it was about the 5-year anniversary of the Iraq War. This says everything you need to know about Dick Cheney in a second.
2/3 of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
Is he the best? Is he the best?
I've got to.
I love him.
I got to. But don't you like people who tell you what they're thinking?
Well, you mean for real instead of just glossing over it?
Instead of glossing, just let me, like,
so.
This what's funny is I've been over, I've been to his Christmas party a couple times. And
to Dick Cheney's Christmas party?
Yeah.
That has got to be, does not strike us as a party general.
He's a very, very nice guy. He has been very friendly, and I'm grateful.
Wow. He's going to have you killed if you say anything else, isn't he?
Oh, God.
No, seriously, though.
Well, somebody will sooner or later.
I mean, I don't know anyone in this country that talks good about him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he really seems like the evil dictator behind the evil dictator, doesn't he?
Well, I wouldn't be able to comment on that.
Yes, of course you could. And you could comment as him.
No, I would certainly say that, let's see, I would certainly say that there's a lot of things that are happening in the world today, and, you know, everyone's trying to get used to a post 9/11 world, and that's exactly what we're doing.
So
exactly, right. The other one I wanted to ask you about is, because we had a long conversation this morning about Sean Connery, who is so cranky and so unhappy, yet has had a charmed life with a brilliant acting career. He's been well compensated. He's won an Oscar. The women love him. He has nothing to be bitter about, yet it seems like whenever he is interviewed, he's always bitching about something. He's not making enough money, or he doesn't get offered the right roles, or people won't leave him alone, or he's suing his neighbors. Have you had any personal interaction with him that can explain why he's such an unhappy F?
No. I know. You look at it and you have to say to yourself,
what's missing?
Who doesn't want to be Sean Connery?
Right.
You know.
Although when you hear him speak, you go, I wouldn't want to be that unhappy.
Yeah.
I mean, the money's not doing anything for him. The fame's not doing anything for him. Nothing that he has is making him.
It has been an incredible life to have lived.
You'd think, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever get any feedback from all the Sean Connerys you've done on the show from him? Did you ever hear how he liked your impression?
All I know is I heard that they played something on The Tonight Show and that he was complimentary.
Well, I guess that's as good as it can get, right?
Yeah, well, you don't want him to show up somewhere and, you're an ash. You know, like in the hallway, like, Daryl, Sean Connery is on the phone. Oh, good Lord.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
Well, I'd hate to get yelled at by, like, Dr. Phil or something. Are you the one that wore the bald paint the other night? Well, I hate you.
Have you ever had that experience of, what's the worst feedback that you've received from your impressions? There had to be somebody that didn't like it.
I'm sure there are people that don't.
But they have
like
never.
No
you've
one's
never
ever
come across them.
No one's. I mean, everyone acts very, you know, like they're complimented. That's bizarre. But
like a Donald Trump or somebody just loves that you're doing him, kind of a thing.
He says that to me. You know, he did when we worked together a couple times. I had dinner with him once. Great, really, and very complimentary.
What a bizarre life you have.
It is bizarre.
You had dinner with Donald Trump and went to the Christmas party of Vice President Dick Cheney.
It is a very bizarre
what
life.
The hell.
I know. I know. It's larger than life. There's no question about it. It's a long way from the Little League fields that I grew up on in Melbourne, Florida.
Daryl Hammond is here. We have to take another quick break. We'll stick around for one more if you would, Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Take phone calls from the kids. 1-800-520-1067. Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew on any topic. And we'll do those calls with Mr. Hammond when we return after this on K-Rock.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Your call's on the air right now at 1-800-520-1067. Anything you want to talk about from the news, from this week, from the show. You have a question for our guest, Mr. Daryl Hammond in studio. That's fine, too. Give us a call right now, and we'll give you a prize. It's a pair of tickets for the Off-Road Expo at the Fairplex in Pomona coming up on April 4th, 5th, and 6th, along with a new live Muse CD and DVD combo. It's called Harp, and you get to attend the screening on April 1st at the Vista Theater.
Daryl, we call it What a Do Nephew because that's how Snoop Dogg says it, and it cracks us up that none of us can pull it off, and especially none of our audience can pull it off, but we force them to say it, and it never comes out well.
Say it again.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
That's how he says, what's going on?
What it do, nephew?
Yeah. Let's begin with Alan in Santa Fe Springs. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin and Bean? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do,
see
what I mean?
Yeah. I wanted to comment on the Airborne Toxic Event show last night at Club Saatchi.
That was the locals only show with Kat, right?
Yeah, with Kat Corbin. Yep. It was an awesome show, but there was these two, I don't want to knock on them, but two pretty hideous girls in the front who ended up making their way up to the front stage just to see the Airborne Toxic Event, but they wouldn't shut up. Nothing but conversation throughout the whole show.
You mean they were talking to each other while standing in front of the stage of a show?
Yeah, to each other while they were in the front. And you could just tell, I don't know what the name of the singer is, but he would just not stop giving him dirty looks throughout the whole night.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
That is annoying for other attendees, but let me ask Daryl, because you do shows all the time like you are tonight, tomorrow night. How do you handle that if you've got people who are clearly not there to see you, they're just there to have conversation with their friends?
They have to be dealt with really quickly, and usually there's something wrong with them. They're a little buzzed or something, and then once that happens, the audience loves the people who are buzzed.
Meaning they love for you to berate them?
To berate them and mess around with them. I mean, you can go back to them four or five times in a night. You know,
so that's good for you if you see
Comedy Gold.
Usually if you just keep going back to them and saying, stop that. Why are you doing that? You know, usually that's already funny, and then they stop for a while, but then they go back.
It's not just alcohol, though. There are some people who kind of feel like the whole world is revolving around them and their
conversation. Yeah, but I mean, talking at a live show in front of everyone, and just, I mean, that's like a trauma patient. That's like, you know, you're part of an outreach program or something. Like, sooner or later, someone's going to show up in a van.
Yeah, I hear you.
Let's talk to Don in Redondo Beach, talking about a new law. I've not heard of this yet. Don, good morning. You're on the air. What it do, nephew?
Hey, what it do, nephew? Hey, baby boo.
What's going on?
Hey, yeah, I was watching the news last week, and I seen that people are getting $65 tickets in Irvine for cars warming up in the morning to try to crack down on stolen vehicles.
You're saying people in Irvine start their cars and go back inside?
Yeah, and they get $65 tickets.
Because they've had too many people stealing them. I gotcha, yeah.
Don't you think those people learn their lesson by getting their cars stolen?
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, what's a $65 ticket going to do?
Exactly.
I think it's to discourage people from doing it and making those cars available for others to steal.
Where did they do this?
Irvine, you said.
In Irvine?
Is that right, Irvine?
Where do they warm the cars up at?
How much do you need to warm the car up when you come outside and it's already 60? I mean,
we're not talking about
while you're scraping the ice off your windshield, you're letting your engine warm up. I don't even understand the concept of warming it up down there.
I used to live in upstate in New York, and no one would like be hiding out in the ice, you know, like to steal your car.
Right? Like,
it's just too inclement, you know.
That's bizarre. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Chris in Redondo Beach. He's on line two. He may have some very bad news for us.
Chris?
Hey, guys. What a do, nephew?
What a do.
What a do, baby?
You have disturbing news for us?
I have very disturbing news. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but a kid called in yesterday talking about forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Mila Kunis. He said she, I think in his words, he said she shows her cans.
Like a bunch of times in that film, and we were all very happy about that. Why are you raining on our parade, Chris?
Body double.
Oh.
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know?
MrSkin.com.
Oh, he's pretty accurate.
Yeah, Mr. Skin would know.
Oh.
See, you go to the movie expecting to see the celebrity nipple, and then you get body double nipple. Not that there's anything wrong with her, but it's not the same as seeing little Jackie from that 70s show, you know?
Shenanigans.
I agree. Shenanigans and nonsense. You're right about that, Chris.
He's got some pretty reliable skin formation, that guy. That's one thing I know.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Let's take a question for Mr. Hammond. Chris, Chris in Pomona. He's on line six. Hi, Chris. You're on the air. What to do, nephew?
What to do, nephew?
Baby what to do, nephew?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
How you doing?
Good question for Daryl Hammond. I want to know what your first audition at SNL consisted of.
Oh, that's a good question. The first contact you made with them, what was it?
Well, the first thing, I was on stage at Caroline's in New York, and I had like one line in my act as Bill Clinton, and I did some other original characters, but based on that, they brought me in. And the whole idea was, how many impressions can you do fast? Like, you've got 4 days, you've got 10-minute audition. Well, how many can you cram into that?
And how many did you do at the time? Did you have a whole lot? Because you've been doing them your whole life, haven't
you? Yeah, I probably did 6 or 7, and then the next time they invited me in, just a few days later, let's see some more. You know,
wow.
And,
so you had to whip up some more in that short amount of time.
Then I started going back to my childhood, the cartoon characters, of Porky Pig and Popeye, and everything that I could come up with
right.
in a short period of time.
Well, that sounds like
but
a good.
When you joined SNL, though, Kennedy was in the White House. I mean, clearly, right? You were doing Kennedy back then. I'm just saying.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was John Kennedy, as a matter of fact, but I wasn't doing him.
Let's go to Don in Moreno Valley. Good morning, Don.
Hey, what a do, nephew?
What a do.
What a do.
Kevin, I hate you.
You hate me?
Yes, I hate you.
I don't blame you. I'm not sure why, but I... What?
You ruined watching Laker games for me, man.
How did I ruin Laker games for you?
Every time I watch a Laker game, all I hear is Stu Lance saying the dumbest things that I never heard before.
Thank you.
All I can hear now.
It's not my fault. Stu Lance is a horrible broadcaster, by the way.
All I hear him saying is, oh, there goes Kobe doing his dance moves.
Yep.
Oh, he's dancing.
Says that all the time. Lakers are going
to
have to score more tickets if they want to win. Hey, I mean points. How about that? Thanks, Stu. So you're saying you never noticed he was horrible before?
No, I noticed he was horrible. I just never had to dissect everything he said, and just it pisses me off now.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Oh, sorry.
I've been yelling at my TV for years. He just drives me crazy.
Oh, man.
For years.
All right, well, go Lakers tonight.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Thanks for the call. And I want to thank our guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including the great Daryl Hammond for joining us. Irvine Improv, that's tonight for two shows, tomorrow night for two shows.
That is not a very good applause. Come on, people.
Come on. At the Irvine Spectrum, call 949-854.
Too much.
5455 to get tickets for Daryl. Also, I want to thank Simon Rogers for joining us. He is the co-founder of – you would have enjoyed this, Daryl. This is a guy who runs a modeling agency that includes ugly people. Ugly people who are trying to break into show business. Which
in your city. Ugly New York is the name of the place.
UglyNY.com is the site if you want to check it out.
Okay. Are you saying he's ugly?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying he would have enjoyed the interview. I think he would have found it fascinating.
Okay. I'm plain, but I'm not ugly.
We have K-Rock personnel all over the Southland this weekend, including our producer Lightning, who is going to be where this time?
Sorry. Mic on? There we go. Yep. There we go. There's a free show from Seosin tomorrow from noon to 3. There's a brand new Best Buy opening up in Northridge. Yeah. It's a brand new Best Buy, so you got the great electronics. And then Seosin playing the free show Northridge, let's see, at the corner of Nordoff and Tampa. That's tomorrow. New Best Buy, Seosin playing live, 1 to 3.
I wish someone else in this room was going to be someplace else I could go this weekend.
I, Psycho Mike, will be at the Brea Mall tomorrow from noon to 2 in front of the Anchor Blue Store.
Okay, how about someone else?
And I will be making it rain with Bamboozle Left tickets, so come see me and don't be a bitch.
Okay.
All right.
It's a hell of a plug.
It's a battle.
All right, I think that's all for today. What about Monday morning's Kevin and Bean Show? Worth tuning in for or not so much?
No.
I'm going to go with eh.
Although, well, we're talking to the guy who runs a cat radio station, a radio station that programs specifically and exclusively for cats.
That's true. And you know how we've been playing the Lakers Just Say No? In the mid-80s, all of the sports teams, especially after Chicago did the Super Bowl Shuffle, almost all of the sports teams did songs. And they were horrible. Well, now on Monday we're going to debut the Kevin and Bean team song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's way worse than any of those.
More applause than that.
Yeah, I mean, really. There needs to be big applause for that, because that's...
That's too much.
Thank you, though. And
also,
on Monday as well.
LaQuisha, and why are emo kids now getting beaten up in Mexico? We've got to do a hard-hitting investigation on that. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
Roll another one. Just just like the other one.
Marijuana's bad.
Good. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
The beautiful and talented Kat Corbett up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. That new song called Love Me Dead from Ludo is included. Social D, Linkin Park, Foo Fighters, Nirvana's Finger 11, and more on the way from K-Rock.
Roll.
Roll
another one.
The best tonic is chronic.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about. I don't have another sin.
Those people that say that marijuana is a gateway drug, we say, yeah, gateway to good times.
Just pass it around.
Smoke weed.
But don't roll up that joint, my friend.
How about the basketball game?
It's kind of over.
What?
You're a bong hit late. It's done, Scoot.
Can this be true? Is the party really over? Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Cut, print, gay.
You're still here. Damn it, what the f*** is going on? Well, I guess saying goodbye wasn't enough. What else do I have to do?
You get the hell out! You can bet your ass on it. God bless America, and God bless you. Good night.
Please tell me we're done now.
We're done.
See you guys. Seacrest out. Bye-bye.